You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. And sometimes it's hilarious, sometimes it's intense.
It's Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
Podcast.
No topics, no directions, but I love doing it.
On riotcast.com.
Yeah, motherfuckers. God, do I love that fucking beat.
Robert, with your air guitar in, you remind me of Little Snake Omen.
Do I? All right. We are live. We are Ustreaming, the first ever official Ustream. We got a three-camera shoot. My name is Robert Kelly, the host of YKWD. And do I get cheesier when there's cameras on? All right, we got a very special show tonight. It's a Halloween scary fucking monstery fucking spooky show, October show. We got a lot of friends on tonight, so I'm excited. This is a Monday night show. We're doing live Ustream. Finally got the cameras in the studio, the YKWD studios. Thanks to you fans for sending in donations. Bing, bing, and bing. Good. Show them the three camera shoot. Let's introduce our guests. We have, first of all, Kelly Festuca.
Hey, mate. How you going?
There's Kelly, and there's Matt Terhune.
Hi.
The fucking man with the plan.
That's me.
That's him. Good friend of mine. And did it lost connection? Mm-hmm. We lost connection. Okay, keep... It's okay. We're recording, so hit the fucking buttons as fast as you can. You
have to wait, Bobby.
Okay. So anyways, all right, we're back. Now, so Kelly, introduce the show. Oh, over here to my right, actually. Go over here. Where's your glasses? Put your glasses on.
It's too fucking dark.
Just put the glasses on.
Look,
we
cool.
have Tom Cruise.
Why am I the only one wearing a costume right now, by the way? You told me to wear a costume. The only one wearing a costume.
Look at the microphone. I told him it was a costume podcast.
And no one else
Such
dressed up. You fucked him so bad. That's high school bullshit. I love it.
You know what, though? I fucking look good in these glasses. So, you know what?
It's the glasses and the hair. Yeah.
I love the fact that you went out and you bought the fucking gayest.
No, I had this from 2 years ago.
He's like, Kelly, where's your costume? And I'm like, no one's wearing costumes, cuckhead.
He bought a jumpsuit. He has a fucking jumpsuit. And your little fat midget ass fit in it.
Do you know how hard it was to get up, to get this thing on me with my ass? It
makes me so happy.
It's
that you're
so annoying.
You look like an idiot. I'm so happy you did that. All right, so Kelly, introduce the show.
Okay, so to my right we've got Matt, and he's a man with a plan, I believe. That's I haven't me. Met you guys before, and I'm so excited.
Yeah.
But also your partner in crime, Ms. Bailey J.
That's me.
Oh,
I'm
my
here.
God, I'm so excited that you're here.
Me too.
And last but not least, we've got Ken Hanley.
Correct.
From Diabolik.
Yes.
Well, tell us about Diabolik.
Diabolik magazine is a horror publication.
Yeah.
Where did the magazine go?
I have it here. Here.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
She was on the camera.
Yeah. No problem. But we're a horror magazine. Relatively new to the game, but we sort of want to do coverage of horror films with a little more of a like articulate spin, a little bit more thought process. And
horror films are such an obsession, aren't they?
A little bit, yeah, sort of.
Number one, go, quick.
Number one, how can you do that?
No, I don't care, do it, quick.
Okay.
Think fast.
Ah, shit. David Cronenberg's The Brood.
What the fuck is that?
I don't even know what that is. Good.
I've never heard of it
so
either.
So good. It's a movie from the 70s, and which essentially David...
Such a film student. You know, I really like his older stuff. You know,
no, I love all of Cronenberg's stuff, but I think it's his best, and it's just sort of like, at the time he made it, he was going through a really messy divorce. So he made this movie just about, like, this couple going through a divorce, and the wife is, like, manifesting creatures out of herself to kill the people that she hates.
That sounds awesome, actually.
It's incredibly good and really, really creepy.
Oh.
You see to like fucking really obscure. Well, the bandwidth is totally, I think, either too many people are going in this fucking watching this right now, and I'm gonna have to splurge and spend money on this. Fucking,
I love splurging.
I really am a nickel chaser when it comes to the fans. It's free. I'm in. Anyways, you're like a really, you look obscure, crazy shit that people have never heard of. I'm a pretty much basic horror guy. I watch what Hollywood tells me to watch. You go and find some fucked up shit.
Yeah, but I'll watch anything that comes out, you know? If you're really like a film fan, you'll just watch, like, if it comes out, it's like, why not?
You know? Well, Bailey is the same way, right?
Right, right. I mean, I like the older stuff, too. Even the popular stuff, like Rosemary's Baby and The Exorcist, all that stuff.
Rosemary's Baby, though, I mean, seriously, was it scary?
Yeah, because it's psychological. Because everybody's in on it. Just the idea of, you know, that paranoia.
I have that, like, now.
That's what I'm saying.
I feel like you guys
all don't
like me. It
taps into that
like
white people shit. White people paranoia stuff.
That's white people shit?
Yeah, the paranoia stuff. Though.
Wait a minute. Black people don't get paranoid?
No, I tweeted about this
recently.
You've
never seen a black guy in the shower in jail?
I tweeted about this the other day. I was like, there's only like white people that listen to Alex Jones. Like, the whole world's over. Everyone's going to put you in a FEMA camp because black people have actual problems. So white people like make up problems. Like, the media is controlling us and all that mean like bullshit. So anyway, white people are paranoid is my point.
Yeah, I guess we are paranoid. But we're also rich.
That's true.
I don't fucking believe it. Literally, I just bought probably $700 worth of high-def cameras. We're filming this, and this fucking dumb Australian is holding up an iPad 1 and videotaping it. And it has a camera.
Don't mind me, guys.
Oh, God, Kelly.
Working on a student
You're supposed
phone.
To use what's his name's phone when you do it.
I have like 4%.
He has no batteries.
So. And let me
batteries?
Charge it for it a little bit, and then we'll go.
All right, please look into the camera. I'll keep your glasses on, by the way. Oh, the whole show.
Fucking dumb.
That fuck you. You're Tom Cruise. All right?
First of all, I'm the Iceman.
So. Oh, you're the. Oh, because of the hair.
Maverick. Oh. Maverick.
Jesus. All right.
So tell me I'm dangerous up there. Look into the camera. Come here. Tell me I'm dangerous.
Bob, you
the camera's
dangerous.
Right there, you fucking ape. Talking to the mic. What the fuck? What are you? You know what? Stupid. Don't tell me anything. You're just dumb. You literally, I said, you stepped away from the camera and the mic.
You go look into the the fucking mic, whatever the fuck, the camera, whatever. And you go, the mic's over here. Part the fuck. I have that stupid 1997 fucking thing over here. I don't
That's
have the cool
best
thing
mic stand in the world right there.
You have the
That's
best
a professional fucking mic stand.
He should just bite at you. That you know.
Yeah, we should all slow motion volleyball later. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, I'll take my shirt off. Or I'll be the volleyball. all right, so it's October. It's time to fucking watch these movies. Mm-hmm. It's time that they're all rolling out. I kind of wanted to talk about. First of all, I wanted to talk about your favorite horror movies. And see what those are. And I want to talk about some of the movies that I just watched. And also I want to talk about what I don't seem to fucking, I don't think they can get it right, is a haunted house. I've been to a fucking scary haunted house. Number one, you know where I was in a real scary haunted house? In LA. They took over a storefront. Some fucking restaurant or some big furniture store that went out of business. They took it over for 2 months, and they built their own horror little fucking haunted house in there. And they had real actors. I'm not going to get scared by a fucking snake, a giant snake head that goes... And I can hear the fucking mechanism working before it fucking jumps out at me. And they had like little kids. They had this little kid that just stood there and went, Mommy, Mommy, holding a little baby, and her eyes were white. I think it was illegal what they were doing. I mean, and it was fucking amazing. I was with my chick, and then the little girl's mommy came out, and she was fucked up, and she touched my wife, Dawn.
Like, where?
She grabbed her vag and started fucking eating her asshole out.
I thought this is where this was going. I was getting very excited. But
that's why we don't go to the one by us. We're afraid you're gonna get molested.
That's the thing. Up by us, apparently, the guys who work at the place are like grabbing chicks' tits and like going up their skirt and touching their butts.
But it's in the woods. It's in the middle of nowhere.
How great! How what a surprise would he get?
Right? I wish they'd fucking feel me up.
You should go. Just fucking let him get up there and grab it. You're just here, huh?
I have a huge pussy. I forgot to mention that. The world's biggest vagina.
Yeah. I just sneezed on your hand.
My buddies live
into the camera and put yourself on camera.
My buddies live three houses down from the Amityville Horror House.
Oh, no way. In Long Island?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just watched a documentary about
It's crazy about this time of year. Like, people just come and just stop and take pictures of the house.
Does anyone live there now?
Yeah, the family lives there.
What? Nobody, but people say like nothing's happened.
I've heard it's kind of bullshit.
Yeah, it has a bit of bullshit about it.
It's pretty much, the guy was like crazy before he even shot
get
the
off
parents.
Us. Look at it, just stopped because it was on us too long. First of all, this Ustream, when you get started here, I'm just going to tell everybody. The fucking Ustream, there's no fucking internet in lower Manhattan. We talked about this last week. There's no Vios. There's no fucking awesome, holy shit, it's 2013 internet that everybody else fucking gets. Kansas City gets. The middle of fucking nowhere. Cow towns where it doesn't matter gets better internet than the Mecca, the fucking Rome of the world. The motherfucker of the motherfuckers.
The Rome Korea. Of the world would be Rome.
and we don't fucking have good internet, apparently, down here on fucking McDougal Street. Annoys me for some reason. So, anyways, do you believe in ghosts?
Do I believe in ghosts?
Yeah, that's who I'm looking at.
Complicated question, but yeah, sure, why not?
You believe in demons?
I probably don't believe in demons, but in terms of like ghosts, like it's something where it's like, if you're logical about it, it's not as scary, but you know, you put yourself in a dark room at night, like you'll start believing a lot of shit.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Well, do you believe in ghosts?
Oh yeah. Well, I'm really big into the occult. I mean, I'm friends with the Church of Satan and.
No, I didn't know
you
that.
You didn't know that.
God,
well,
I would like you to leave.
They don't worship Satan, okay? But they're wonderful.
Then
people.
Why is it the Church of Satan?
It's complicated. Well, I guess it depends on what kind of.
They're wonderful people, though. They're not.
They really are. They're the nicest people I've ever met in my life. They really have been the most loyal friends, and they're really good people. But
they're sort of anti-religion. They're making fun of Catholicism, like
the LaVeyists or whatever the word is. I'm not a Satanist, so I don't know the word. But it's basically like an anti-theist statement. But there are some people who still practice the occult and are members of the Church of Satan. I read cards. I practice stuff.
Yeah, but okay, here's the thing with the Church of Satan.
Yeah.
The word Satan is in it.
Well, it's meant to fucking get on annoying Christians' nerves. Like, we're spooky, but they're really just anti-theists.
So back in the day, though, like, if you go to, Dave Mackey's place, I think it is. Is that what it's called?
What, Bob Mackey?
Bob Mackey.
Yeah, yeah.
Really? Right, the guy who made Cher's album? I was joking. Okay, who made Cher's outfits. Okay.
No, not that fucking Bob Mackey.
I was thinking that's the only Bob Mackey there is. Ask
I forget where the fuck it is. This is haunted bar, country bar in somewhere. If someone can, do we lose connection again?
I know what you're
Suck
talking about.
Suck a fucking dick with the fucking connections. Anyways, just keep starting at your fucking Top Gun. Well, what's your name in the movie anyways?
Ice.
I'm the fucking Iceman.
You're the Iceman. All right, yeah. No need to swear, Iceman.
Right,
I'm just asking.
Well, I mean, I'm the Iceman.
All right, you're the Iceman.
All right. You know why I'm the Iceman?
Why?
Because I fly ice cold.
Yeah. So is this fucking internet. We should call this internet. Look at the bandwidth. It's just people. I think it's being crashed.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's too many people jumping
in on this.
How many
people are in?
How many people are in? Can you tell?
Let's see.
20.
How many?
15.
I don't know.
Guys, I apologize. We apologize for this thing crashing.
I don't know if it says.
I don't know what the fuck we're going to have to do. We're going to have to figure this out, but we're just going to keep starting it and restarting it and go suck a dick. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. This will be out on the YKWD channel as a podcast, so you can listen to this through your earbuds from tweakedaudio.com.
Yeah.
Just type in.
Get the plugs out while the camera's down.
And get 33% off.
Free shipping.
Free shipping and a limited lifetime warranty, whatever the fuck that means. Yeah. It's limited, but it's a lifetime. So apparently you have AIDS. We back up ICE.
We're right. Good to go.
What's the discount code?
Dude.
Dude.
What is it for you guys?
Bailey.
Bailey.
Bailey. Oh, it's so cute.
Everything's very self-absorbed on my show. The Bailey J Show.
Here's the thing with these ghosts and the, like Satan. Back in the day, Satan worshipers, you know, supposedly lopped people's head off and did sacrifices.
Oh, right.
That true? Did back in the day?
Of course.
So
how many people have died in the name of Jesus Christ, though?
All right, listen, I don't want to make this a religious thing.
I'm just saying.
This is October. This isn't December, okay? So I'm seriously, though, like, have they changed their image like the KKK over the years?
But, I'm not like a wealth of knowledge on the subject, but what I do know from the people I know are in the Church of Satan, there were Satan worshipers, but as like an organized thing, and like Anton LaVey from, you know, way back in the day.
Yeah, but didn't he worship Satan?
No.
Anybody ever worship Satan?
I think it was mostly a lot of publicity. And then once again, I'm not a wealth of knowledge on the subject, but from what I understand, a lot of it was a publicity statement. Right. A lot of it was controversial. Mm-hmm. I mean, freaking Sammy Davis Jr. was in the Church of Satan.
Why?
Because it was like an anti-theist, cool beatnik. Fun.
So it has nothing to do with Satan.
No.
No, but they. I think.
I want them to change.
There are people that do worship Satan.
The Church of
Satan.
Party.
Who?
I think just people who
are
stupid.
There are people who worship Satan.
So there's people that worship Satan.
But I don't believe.
But the church itself doesn't condone that.
It doesn't make sense.
But the imagery, it's an anti-theist statement, and the imagery,
You say theist again, I'm going to attack
I'm
you.
Sorry, but I'm kidding. But it's anti, but you know what I mean? They're just.
You were about to say it again, weren't you?
It's literally the Antichrist. And
okay.
Christians are annoying, so they're making a statement.
Well,
I kind of just said it again, just broken up.
You're not sacrificing virgins on an altar.
No, I don't think they know any virgins. I mean, I'm a tranny porn star, and I'm friends with them.
No virgins allowed.
You got the. I didn't know you had dimples.
I do. I also have on the back of my thighs too.
I know that. Sorry, Matt.
No.
Hey, I'm gonna stop videotaping and I won't look. I blame you, Zeus. I know what your cock looks like.
It's true. You've seen us have sex.
My son is pissed on your foot.
That's true. He won't even let me piss on his feet. So that's pretty.
Yeah, well, she do it with socks on. They'll let you do it.
That's true.
So here's the thing. I've never had an experience with a ghost or a demon, but. Like, okay, I'm watching this movie, what was the...
Star Wars?
No, it was with Ethan Hawke.
Sinister?
Sinister. Yeah, talking to him. Bring your mic down a little bit so we can hear you. Sinister. Okay, and it's about... you can explain. Do you know it?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, go ahead.
Sinister is about this writer, and he moves into a house in which a family was killed. And he goes to do like a true crime novel about it, and then discovers a box full of videotapes, and the videotapes all sort of connect to other murders that happened at the same house.
Yeah.
So it's a very yes.
That sounds awesome. Movie.
It's first of all, you need to rip all that stuff off. Take it all off.
This?
Take it all off.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the fans are complaining. That you they can't see you.
They can't see
you. You can't really see.
Actually, they want you to take that and put it on his microphone. Yeah.
You can't really see your face.
You see me now?
Yeah, you're good.
It's better now.
Yeah, you go. Yeah. So. Yeah, it's a fucked up movie, but here's what's fucked up about it. There's this Raghul or some shit. Magul. And they have these... Okay, so the guy's watching these videotapes that he finds in the fucking attic, which I would have moved out right then.
Right.
Okay, I find videotapes. I'm out. Somebody leaves. And they show the death of... This family of four, and they're hanging. They have a noose around their necks. Somebody's literally a saw is just sawing a branch off. The branch falls. You don't see who's doing it. The branch falls. It fucking lifts them all up and hangs them all. And then as he goes into slow motion, he sees Magul. Oh,
it's like bagel.
Bagel. In the background, you see this fucking crazy, creepy demon-looking fucking, it's like that was like you know day out, and then they had the barbecue, and then they had pool party, and it said pool party on the thing, and literally the pool party is these family in a pool, and then somebody's videotaping them, and then they show them all taped to lounge chairs. I'm giving you a spoiler alert too, by the way, way too late. Yeah.
Heads up.
I literally just ruined the whole movie. You know how many people just turned this off?
I mean, Ethan Hawke's in it. I don't think that many people planned on seeing it.
I don't like you.
How old is he?
He bums me out. He's got meth face or something.
He's one of those guys though, who went from young, mm-hmm. cute dude to older actor, and he's pulling it off. He's pulling this dad gray haired.
I think guys like him. I think like I wouldn't want to have sex with him.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to have sex with him either. But
that's usually my criteria though for how much I care about things.
Yeah, that's not mine.
That's my penis.
Yeah, that's not mine. I care about the art. And then his
the
cock.
The art of Ethan Hawke.
But he was great in it. He was great. And it was a really fucking great movie. And it freaked you out. But what they tend to do at the end of these movies is they get a little too fucking mystical or CGI-y or... you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Sorta. Yeah, no, I have a theory that there's like only maybe a handful of good like horror movies that have good endings.
Yeah.
Like if you just like try to think of like horror movies that had great endings.
Exorcist.
All right.
Great ending.
Yeah.
One of the best endings.
That was the first one that came to mind for me.
Exorcist is good though because it's simple. It's like who's the bad guy? The devil. But then everything else, like there was what was the other one? Insidious and stuff. There's a demon, but like long ago, 300 years ago, you have to do this wish and this power, and like there's too much bullshit behind it.
Yeah.
Just make it a bad guy.
the best ones are the simple ones, like The Shining. And
oh, The Shining. God
like,
damn
it's
it.
Literally just this place is evil.
Yeah.
They don't really like get into it.
That's it.
Yeah, it's that. So
The Shining was more of a. Here's the thing, though. Is like, is there a difference between a scary movie? All right, it was scary. The Shining was scary, but it was more life scary than
boo scary.
Ghost scary.
Problem,
what,
Bobby?
What?
You cannot connect to the flash server. Give me the IP address.
What'd you just say to me?
What the fuck did you say to me, motherfucker?
I don't understand.
Cannot connect to the flash server at the given IP address. Verify the server is reachable at the given IP address.
Yeah, hit
address.
Okay and start it again.
This is why we stopped doing live shows.
It's true. It's
it just keeps really? it keeps interrupting.
Jesus.
Yeah, go to... No, okay. There you go. Live. We're good. Boom. Yeah, we're never doing. We're gonna go to YouTube. I think. I don't know what the fuck we're gonna do. I really don't. I'm sorry. The bandwidth is so fucking shitty here.
It's terrible.
I don't know what the fuck to do. And there's not. I can't. I would pay to get better bandwidth, but it doesn't exist.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm.
It doesn't fucking exist. It sucks a dick. It's gonna crash again. It might. I don't know if it's because there's too many people going in the chat. How many people in the chat?
Not many, I don't think. That many.
Well, don't. You could lie. You don't I don't want you to. Don't fucking announce it over the air.
There's four
Jesus
people here, Bobby.
Christ.
I don't know.
I can see it. It says 600.
Where?
600. Right there on the back of the monitor.
Oh, thank you, man. 600. Yeah, it's 600,000 people in there.
Four people. Now we got five. Two.
It says Kelly is smoking hot.
Yeah, what?
There was 26 people in there. So I don't know what the fuck's going on. That shouldn't be crashing.
No,
it.
Right.
Anyways.
The Shining.
Fuck it, yeah. Back to The Shining. Here's the thing. Like, there's a difference between that movie and The Exorcist to me as far as scary. One, yeah, that would suck that this dude is coming at you, but I'll fight this motherfucker. He has no special powers. Mm-hmm. He has no demons on his side. He can't float or throw up or speak fucking different languages. He can't tell me what my grandmother thought in hell.
But
you know what I mean?
But it's just like a 7-pound woman and a child.
I was going to say.
If it was you, you could fight him, but it's not. It's just his super skinny wife and the little kid.
What's her name?
Shelley Duvall.
Shelley Duvall. Yeah.
Worst casting ever.
Yeah, they
really?
He apparently had to like terrorize her, I heard.
And apparently Stanley Kubrick and her. It was just always a fight.
Well, I heard he was doing it on purpose because her acting wasn't on like great. Yeah. You might know better than me.
Yeah, you can watch it on YouTube.
Like,
there's behind the scenes
of
footage of it of like Stanley Kubrick like yelling at her while like in the background Jack Nicholson is like practicing the axe.
You're shitting me, really?
That's amazing. Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah, you don't think though in life if she was the one being chased she couldn't have bit him with that fucking massive overbite?
With her 87 crooked teeth.
She could have
hit him with the bat.
Yeah, she could.
That's true.
But then the ghost let him back out.
She could have went right through that fucking door with her teeth.
She's terrible in it.
If you watch, she has like 87 sweaters on because they were trying to make her like human size.
But also she complains like in that behind the scenes stuff. She's like, he's like, get up and come on, we gotta go. She's like, I'm cold. Put another blanket on Shelly. She's like a fucking drip.
Yeah.
Really? She's just a piece of shit. Is she still around?
She's fat now, actually. Mm.
Really?
Fat comparatively to being a human corpse. She's now plump.
I think Popeye did her in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Popeye. Jesus. She was perfect for that role.
Yeah, right? Yeah. No fucking tits, and she's goofy.
Talk about
looking.
A scary movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, though, between those two, there's a big difference between being scared shitless with The Exorcist. Like, I didn't want to go to bed that night. I felt like if I believed in demons, I would be possessed. Like,
right.
I got into, like, it made me a believer in demons and the devil.
Right. Do you believe in the devil?
See, I can't. We talked about this in the interview that we did.
Yeah,
I can't answer that because if I answer that, if I give that thought any validity, if I uh-huh. go through with that thought, what if that really works?
What if that then does?
Yeah, what if that works?
That's what.
What if that's all you have to do okay. for the devil to come into your life yeah. is to go? I do believe in the devil. Yep. Now I'm fucked.
You just said
no,
it. Oh no!
I was being somebody else. That was close. Do you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, well, that kind of sounds like you believe in him then.
Yeah, no. It kind of does, really. I mean, because I don't believe in the devil.
You don't believe in the devil?
No, I think that's made up. I think that's some like if fucked I said, up thing so kids don't jerk off.
Right?
If I said I'm not going to go through that curtain because I think there's like a huge scary dude that's going to rape me.
Yeah.
So then I just you'd never run go through. Through. The curtain. So I never go. But if I never go through the curtain.
Matt,
I just,
or you would
you know?
Run through. And just like, yay!
Take me.
Where are you?
So I think you believe in the devil.
I don't. Jesus, don't say that, you fucking.
You're manifesting now.
Oh, really?
Goddamn Poughkeepsie cults.
Say passively, aggressively believes in the devil. Sort of.
Do you believe in the
yeah.
devil?
Eh, not really.
Not really. Jesus
yeah.
Christ.
Yeah, I don't. So it counteracts it since I don't.
You don't believe in any ghosts. You don't believe in the devil.
The devil, I don't believe in. God, I don't believe in. But I'm like starting to transitionary believe in spirits, maybe.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm. Wow. Why?
Just starting to get little signs.
Like what?
Like hearing songs if I'm having a horrible day, that like an angel song or something. It's not schizophrenic. But
Angel
song.
Pandora?
Okay, so I'm really involved in spirituality. And a lot of the stuff I've read said that when you are going through a hard time, like, you know, you'll read a sentence randomly and be like, oh, shit. Like, it'll just say, like, stop worrying or whatever the thing is. And I notice that happens a lot. So then I've kind of... It sounds it makes you sound schizophrenic, so you kind of don't want to talk about it to people. But there are certain things, and I'm a person who used to not believe in God or any of that kind of stuff. But then I started giving card readings. They were more and more accurate, and it really started helping people. And it's all really nice stuff. It's nothing scary. Nothing scary has ever happened to me.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing that I don't understand with this stuff. Okay, where does all this horror, where do these ideas come from? Are they just from people's imagination?
I think there is evil.
There's some type of truth to all this, like aliens and ghosts and demons.
Uh-huh.
Somebody saw it somewhere.
Yeah.
It's almost like, you know, if you look at movies now, back in the day, there was someday, we have the phones now. We have Star Trek shit now.
Yeah.
Like somewhere it was... thought of. Was it just dreamed up? Is this all fake? Is this all bullshit?
It's all like cautionary tales, like the Grimm Brothers stuff. Like it's all sort of like things that make you feel guilty, and then, you know, this is a way to not feel guilty. And then they just take the things that make you feel guilty and they put it in like a form of a demon or something that lives under a bridge or something that's gonna like kill your kids. It's like one of the two.
Right.
Something. Yeah.
So it's just basically all this shit is bullshit.
Well, I mean I think there is credibility to some stuff. Like I said, I've done card readings and I've only really from my perspective worked in a more positive realm, I would say.
Right.
But I mean, there are shitty people and good people in the world. I mean, every action has an opposite and equal reaction, I guess.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I mean, I think the shitty people die and bad people die.
Well, and it's weird too, like why don't like animals deal with this shit? Why aren't they like, you know?
Yeah, our consciousness is kind of freaky.
Why is there no animal evil ghost? You know what I mean? Like a lion. Why is there no lion ghost?
Well, that like, actually would be more terrifying.
Like an elephant ghost. Imagine an elephant ghost.
Oh, Jesus.
Just coming down the fucking... You'd be like, did you see that? Holy shit. That'd be fucking nuts.
That's true.
That should be the name of the episode.
Elephant
ghost. Elephant ghost. this fucking YouTube. This Ustream, I want to say this. Please broadcast. I want Ustream to know this. I want you to fucking know this. Tell me when we're broadcasting.
You're good to go.
Tell me, we're broadcasting right now?
You're good to go.
Is it? Are you sure? Because it's blinking.
Yeah. You're good to go.
That's
recording.
Okay. Okay. Ustream, you fucking blow. You suck. I should be able to fucking do this on my cell phone with LTE. fuck service. Do you understand me? The fact that I am fucking, look, it's dropping again. Before it drops again, fuck you, Ustream, for making this fucking out of reach for the average fucking asshole. The fact that you want five bills a fucking month to $1,000 just to do this shit, you fucking, without us, you are fucking nothing. Nothing. I hope you get possessed by a fucking demon. I hope a demon Satan.
An elephant demon.
How about an elephant demon fucking attacks your fucking face? Sorry, guys. I just had to get that out. We're back. And here's the thing, though, is that pretty much when I started looking into exorcisms and the devil, what I believe, what made sense to me is that's what the devil is based demons or being possessed. Is negative thoughts, is flipping out, is resentment, hate, and rage.
Right.
And that's, it's not a demon inside of you. It's you not controlling your fucking emotions and thinking evil or negative.
I've totally thought that.
Does that make sense?
I've thought that in reference to, a lot of people call it ego, I guess is what they call it, or like the other version of yourself that just wakes up fucking being a dick. Like you're just shitty, you're irritable, you don't know why. And the next thing you know, it goes away. Or then all of a sudden your wife is then being a cunt and you feel better. I always say it's almost like being possessed by this just like fucking shitty version of yourself.
Yeah.
And then once it stops, you're just like, I don't know what that was about. I'm being a dick. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But people always say, I don't know what came over me. And I'm like, it's so funny because it's literally like being, I mean, I don't know how literal it is, but it's very much
like being possessed.
Possessed, yeah.
By
a douchebag.
and that's, what are you doing?
I'm giving her my iPhone so it works. It's
and
better.
So, yeah, that's what I think makes sense. You know, look, I see those fucking people getting exorcised. I would love to see a real exorcism.
Would you? I'd be too scared. And I'm a person who doesn't believe in the devil.
On the YouTube. I don't want to be there.
Oh, I thought you meant like you wanted front row center. Like
I want to be on my iPad mini with my wife next to me. So I go, and she go, what are you doing? I'm like, I just saw something scary. I am the biggest pussy in the world. I am. Let me tell you how fucking afraid I am. I will fight a man. I'll fucking murder somebody for my family. I would if somebody was attacking somebody I cared about, like right now, the world goes to shit. The apocalypse happens outside. I'm ready. I'm ready to defend you guys. I'm ready for fucking crazy people to come up here. I'll cut everybody's head off as they walk through the door. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not like that at all. I'm immediately dead. I'm immediately raped and then dead and then raped again.
No, you're not. Me and Matt, I'm going to protect both of you baby girls. I'm going to need both of you.
Let me get raped once and then protect me. Okay. Like then save me.
Yeah, keep it on her, would you? You don't want to see my fat face laughing. Just looked over and he's got it on the look like a fucking elephant walrus.
We're gonna get a gun soon.
What?
We're gonna get a gun soon.
Yeah, we're gonna buy a gun. I mean, not like a handgun.
What kind of gun? Like a rifle?
Like a shotgun.
Like a shotgun.
Why?
Because we want to have one because we live in the woods.
But that's
we're worried about the apocalypse.
I can shoot somebody.
If the apocalypse does happen, we want to be ready.
But that's my point, though. Apocalypse,
not prepper style, but like social unrest.
Apocalypse, I can handle. I can't handle ghosts.
No, you can't shoot a ghost.
I'm done. I'm fucking done. When a ghost,
but a ghost can't kill you.
Yeah, but a ghost can drive you to die. Do you know what I mean?
I think if you just don't believe in it, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, we said that before, but then, look, I've seen those. How do you explain this? How do you explain the guy, like I was watching this ghost hunting thing from back in the day, and the guy was talking about being scratched and attacked by a demon ghost.
See, that's the thing, that's not a ghost. I mean, this is more
I saw him, then they show scratches
the
happen.
The three marks, right?
Yeah.
Which is supposed to be the mocking of the Trinity.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's... The thing is, anytime something like that happens, the way it's explained, at least in the occult, I'm not saying this is the science of what's happening. I'm just saying in theory, in the world of occult, the theory is that that is when it's a demon. It's not a ghost.
Right.
And because the thing is, a ghost isn't necessarily a bad thing. Sometimes it can just be an imprint from something that happened, almost like a negative to a film. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then sometimes it can be conscious and good. And then sometimes it can be conscious and bad. if something bad happened. And so or if a series of bad things happen in a place, they say it's a breeding ground for spirit.
Right.
And you can get attacked by demons.
What is the difference between a demon and a ghost, though?
That's the thing. I don't really know. I think, and the word demon almost makes it sound like, oh, everything in the Bible is true if you believe
in
demons.
Yeah,
yeah. And just like, and I use the term angel, too, but I'm not a Christian. It's really just the terminology. I feel like everything is just a noise, whatever name you give it. So
you understand that? Does that make sense to you?
Well, I think you guys saw The Conjuring, right? You guys
First of all, can we just get this out of the way? Mm-hmm. How hot is Bailey?
Pretty hot.
Okay.
Yeah. Good. Thank you.
I just want to get that out. Let
you
it
like
out.
Vaguely ethnic chicks?
I'm
like
dying.
Kind of Jewy.
I'm dying over here. I got such a good view.
You really are a fucking hot Jew.
I covered up. I got the...
But she's so super cute because you've got the t-shirt so tight and your titties look great.
I tied a rubber band because I knew it was going to be on camera.
Jesus.
Because when I said hello to you, like we hugged and you're like, I got to go press on my chest. And I was like, oh, fucking hell.
Both her tits were the same size.
Oh, God.
She doesn't have one lopsided one.
This one's bigger. That one's bigger than that one.
My dick got hard.
What are you trying to fuck, Bailey?
You wouldn't have to try that hard. Like, lazier people.
She's so fucking stunning.
Would you let Bailey fuck you?
I can't even handle
would you
it.
Would you let Bailey fuck you?
Well, she's got a dick and she's beautiful.
I do have a dick.
I don't even know what to do here. I'm so confused right now.
I wish I could fuck you. I have no rhythm. Because it's like I'm a chick with a dick, so I don't know what the fuck to do with it. I'm just like...
But your skin... your skin is amazing.
Aw, thank you.
I don't know what she... I can't... I'm, like, jealous of her.
You
like,
should
hey,
see my balls.
I love
like
you.
Porcelain.
I've seen your balls.
Oh, okay.
I've been on the intranet.
Kelly, can we move back to my friend Ken? And the explanation of the demons? Can we get off your fucking fence and
Ken has a half chub now. What he's talking about?
We're all fucking filled up now thinking about you wanting to fuck Bailey.
Yeah. I'm thinking of a Bailey riding Kelly. He's railing her.
I feel like Joey Roses. I get it.
Jesus Christ, that was the sexiest thing ever. Nah. Kelly just turned into a fucking, a top lesbian Puerto Rican from the Alien movie. Yeah. So go ahead, man.
All right. But in The Conjuring, they actually explain it pretty cool, is where it's like... ghosts are like...
The Conjuring is what movie? That's the movie.
Yeah, it's the one that came out this summer with...
In Connecticut. That was Connecticut or New York?
Yeah, one of those.
Upstate New York.
I think, around there.
And here's the thing that bugs me about that is the same dude that was Insidious is in that movie.
Yeah. Well, the same guy from Insidious made it.
Yeah, but why did they cast the same actor?
Because the same guy from Insidious made it. He was working with that guy.
Okay, well, fuck you. I need to be able to suspend reality, fuckface, to watch your dumb movie. I can't do that when I know that's the guy from Insidious, and now he's in The Conjuring.
Yeah.
I can't do that.
I just have a question. The guy from Insidious, I never saw Insidious, but I did see The Conjuring.
Great movie.
Now, the guy in Insidious, was that the white dude?
The ghost hunter
from,
dude.
Yeah. Wait, was it the dude in... Oh, shit, what's the Office Space? Is that the same guy?
No, it's a different guy.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure he's Australian. Because they're Australian.
The director's Australian.
Yeah, he's an Asian Australian.
All right, so go ahead. I fucking jumped all over you. Go ahead.
No, it's
friend.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
But like ghosts are sort of what's left over from people, and demons are stuff that would come from hell, like stuff that has never been human.
Right.
It's just trying to like infest human stuff.
And The Conjuring was a demon.
Ghosts. I think. Yeah, something like that. It was just like this witch that plagued her property.
Some weird shit, like right, yeah.
Witches get blamed for everything. I know a lot of witches, and they're very nice people.
Yeah, but there has to be bad witches.
It's a time difference. Way back when, they were just like, we're evil. Now it's sort of just like, hey, we have candles.
White witches, they're like
granola.
Yeah,
the witches now are different than they are.
Yeah,
back then
they're just lesbians.
They fly in a broom, and they it's different.
There's got to be. Here's the thing that everybody says. This is what fucking freaks me out. There's no such thing as this Church of Satan doesn't worship Satan. Witches aren't evil. They like paprika and frankincense and myrrh.
Pretty much.
You know what I mean? Okay. But there's got to be...
There are.
There's got to be fucking evil
there's
witches out there.
Stuff out there.
There's got to be... Like
there's
what?
There's serial killers, and then there's Jeffrey Dahmer. Like, there's always different levels of things
that exist.
That was one of my favorites, man.
I love Jeffrey... I mean, I don't love him, but I watched the Jeffrey Dahmer files, and
we just went through that shit about how the boy got out... And then the cops found him.
His, 14-year-old Asian love mate.
Yeah, and then the cops found him, and he's like, it's just a lover's tiff. You little scallywags, get out of here.
Yeah.
And then he went back and he killed him.
The one time, The one time the cops didn't decide to harass a bunch of gay people.
Yes. The fucking kid died in his
early 90s of all times.
And he had like a box full of penises. It was rough. Yeah. Jeffrey Dahmer.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
I mean, why would he have that?
Like it's a bad thing? Come on.
I remember I found a box. I used to work with these retarded people, mentally retarded people. And I remember I used to do an overnight shift at another house. And there was this gay guy that worked there. And he always trying to hit on me, and I always blew him off.
What?
You know,
and
blew him off?
Blew him off, okay. You know? He was always trying to... And I remember I had my fucking Boston friends come over, you know, total fucking dude. And they came over one night to mm-hmm. watch a fight or something. And I remember we were looking for the remote. We couldn't find the remote for the TV. And I go, he probably has it in his room. Sometimes he takes it. His room was there. He lived there, this guy.
Okay.
And he had a duffel bag, and I just remember looking in. I was like, what the fuck is that? And I grabbed it. It was just a duffel bag full of dildos. But not fucking like human dildos. They were dildos for like dinosaurs, like
a
just a fucking. It looked like a fucking roast beef, like a whole. Oof. That's the size of it, and then with like a thumb at the end.
I don't get
just,
that.
I don't either. I brought this bag in the other room, and you know, it was so. It was not gay. It was interesting. Like these were Boston dudes. Like, what are you? They were like, oh shit. We were like picking them up and throwing them like footballs, and he had a thing like a Tupperware thing of lard.
Oh, like, fuck. It was like, that's white. Like, that's man fucking. Like, that makes straight sex look so gay. That's the manliest shit
man
ever.
Man fucking. I've never heard that.
Well, think about it. That's like the manliest way to fuck. I mean, it makes a dude fucking a girl look like pussy shit. Like, just like pansy.
Man fucking. That's another name for the podcast. And it stopped again. You fucking cunt. You stream, you fucking cunt. That's because Bailey's on. Everybody's crashing the server because Bailey's on. And they just heard Kelly trying to fuck your wife while you left.
Damn it.
As soon as you left.
Yeah, she was waiting.
You're the worst wingman ever.
You want to switch seats?
Well, we had a cock block another cock. Come on.
No. But, okay, I want to know this. I really want to know this.
I want to know what happened with them.
Believe me.
She's pregnant now.
They're
going to
fuck. It's going to be
good. I got her pregnant.
Could you get somebody pregnant?
No, I can't jizz. Nothing comes out anymore. Which is funny because people talk about like that. They'll be like, yeah, Bailey's hot, but I'd probably be grossed out if she came. And it's like, if you only knew, nothing comes out.
Yeah, but that was your thing back in the day.
Yeah, you kind of came buckets. But then I was like, all right, I'm getting older.
Used to fucking piss Matt off because you'd have to buy a new lens every time you fucking did a porno because you'd fucking bust a whopper nut.
But
in it.
Yeah, so I got paranoid.
You have the exact amount of jizz comes out in your pornos as I like on my fuck, as I like mayonnaise on my hamburger. The same exact.
I used to come so much. I actually miss it. I mean, it's really convenient for when I'm jerking off because there's like no shame cleanup. I'm just like, whatever. And then I walk away.
Do you feel it?
Yeah, I come super hard, just nothing comes out.
What the fuck is that?
Why? It's like jerking off when you're
before
you jerk off before.
Yeah. Did you ever jerk off before?
Yeah, I did.
It's like that.
I don't remember that.
Really? I do. I've been jerking off forever.
I used to climb a tree.
What?
I used to climb a tree.
Why?
Because it felt good.
What?
Yeah, I was a rubber. I'd rub stuffed animals on
it. It was like climbing the rope in gym class. You'd feel it like all in your groin area.
That didn't feel good to me. That hurt.
I didn't climb the rope, but there was a tree I had.
You
that I would like climb and just sit there.
You had?
I was like, yeah. It was my favorite tree. I was like
scratches.
7 years old.
Where is?
Like, it was in my grandfather's backyard.
This tree is probably still alive.
I got to go find out.
We should go. Actually.
Where should call her?
My grandfather's backyard. Where his house is still in Bayside, Queens.
We should go there one day. That'd be a beautiful little documentary.
Matt's rubbing tree.
I'd love to see you climb it and fuck
call it. Matt's rubbing tree. I like that.
It's bigger now. It's a little older. You guys,
I'll
talk.
I'll cry.
You look good, Matt. You look real good.
See Bailey's chicken, children's book of all time.
Yeah. the giving tree. Totally. Shel Silverstein.
You finally get the courage to climb her again. you can't. You try to go all the way to the top, but you can't make it.
No.
You get me and Bailey down there, but you can do it. And then you just come and you slide back down.
Can I ask you, Bailey, why, a part of my ignorance, why don't you use jizz anymore?
Oh, because I'm okay. So this is the thing. I never took, you know, trans women take estrogen and all this other kind of stuff. And I never really took it because I never really needed it. I've kind of had a unique situation where I just kind of naturally looked and sounded like a chick. And and I never got facial hair. I never got any hair. I didn't like go from being like, hi, my name's Bill, to like being a woman. I just, this was always just how I was as a kid, much to my chagrin, because most people made fun of me.
Yeah.
But anyway, so then I got paranoid as I got older. I'm like, okay, I'm almost 25. Like, what if one day all of a sudden my testosterone kicks on and I turn into fucking George Costanza and overnight, and I'm like hideously ugly and I'm male pattern baldness and I'm a monster. So then I started taking estrogen and I feel better, but I can't come now.
Okay, right.
So it sucks. I wish I could still come, but it's worth like the peace of mind of knowing I'm not going to just like look like some bloke one day.
Yeah, but I mean...
You know, fucking bloke.
You don't need to come, so what's the point?
That's true. I don't want... No, but wouldn't you want to come? Coming's nice.
Not to clean it. If I could just orgasm,
it'd be good. My thing was... My real calling card in porn was I'd flip over and bust on my own face. And that was like... I mean, you get the end result of a hot girl getting cum on her face, but the fact that she's doing it to herself, like... fucked up.
You want to talk about possession? Having a demon,
but I mean,
fucking just shut a ghost on your face. You got like Bill Murray.
After porn's been around as long as it has.
Me.
Ectoplasm.
You had ectoplasm.
Porn directed by M. Night Shyamalan.
Porn's been around long enough now, though, that a lot of guys need to jerk off to a fucking chick jerking her own cock off on her face. Like all
it's
of a sudden,
terrible.
Little blonde with tits isn't doing it anymore.
I get it, though. There is something about when a guy does come where you feel like you've accomplished something, a little
right. You
the
need
back,
that like end of a yeah, okay. Yeah. Luckily, I'm like really loud, so I think that kind of fills the void for people.
Kelly, what the fuck is going on?
Why?
I don't understand though. Listen, this is a horror. This is a theme show. All right, I didn't bring my friend down here. Now you fucking slut whore bag. You got me and I got sweatpants on, for God's sakes. And you're fucking talking about it. It's like accomplishment when you get jizz on your shoulder.
Someone give him a phone book.
Kelly wants four stripes of jizz on her. She's like a four-star general.
I feel like I'm with one of my girlfriends and we're talking about, you know,
it's the false sense of security before
except
I pound
you. Except
you
come on your face.
Whenever there's a chick in here, I feel like I'm safe. Like, I'm like, oh yeah, you get me, you know?
I really don't get women. That's the sad part. Women feel so safe around me and I'm like, why are women fucking insane?
Oh man!
You seem normal though.
No.
You seem normal, which means
to say she's normal is saying she's insane though.
But no, to say you're, I'm sorry, you seem normal in the sense that you're probably like crazy 50% of the time, which is the best case scenario for women, I think.
Yeah, you have to read my cards though.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it.
I was gonna bring them.
I go to the one.
And I didn't bring them.
There's a girl around the corner. She's really good at reading cards.
Yeah.
First of all, let's get into this. All right, we're gonna fucking go down this route. I'm going to be honest.
Yeah? Is it about my cum or the cum?
Both. Listen, I want to be honest about your cum. No, it's not about your cum. It's about cards.
Yeah.
I mean, Ken, do you believe in cards?
Not really, but, you know, there's stuff out there.
A lot
the
of people.
The fuck does that mean?
I don't know.
You're kind of neutral state. You Dan Soder?
Yes, I am.
Not really. But there's stuff out there for everybody. So I believe
that
you
this
be
method.
Yourself. What are you, fucking Lewis, just talking over everybody?
Well, someone's got to do it.
There's some validity to it, but at
how
the same
is
time,
there
I don't think that there's like everything behind it. I don't think necessarily that it calls fate or anything like that.
Yeah.
But you know, there's probably something like there's always weird things in behavioral patterns that work out to creepy things. So I think in that sense, like if a person starts getting more and more used to the cards and stuff like that, they're probably more accurate at calling stuff at some time because they're just following their intuition.
Right.
It starts matching with certain people.
But that's what most of it is.
How it's creepy.
Yeah, most of it is does rely on the basic intuition as opposed to the actual cards being mystical. It really does require a person calming down. And you know how sometimes you can give yourself the best advice in the world and you're like, where the hell did that come from? It's kind of this theory that you're pulling thoughts from outside of your mind. And so it's kind of, you know, or you'll have a stroke of genius, or even the word inspiration means to take in spirit. And so and you're just kind of like, where did that come from? That's a great idea. I believe that thoughts are around us and sometimes we pull them in. So sometimes when I do card readings, I'm not doing anything magical necessarily, as much as I think I'm tapping into a human instinct of just relaxing And then I'll ask the person, you know, what's the issue at hand? And they'll tell me. I'm not like guessing. I'm not using psychic powers. They'll tell me what the problem is. I'll go, okay, I'll shuffle. I'll use the cards. And then the cards tell me. And usually more than telling the future or whatever, they affirm what a person already knows. And I think that's what makes it really real to the person getting the reading. I'm not telling them something's going to happen to them and they're like, how do I know that's true? I'm affirming something they already knew within themselves. So I'd kind of have to give you a card reading. I've given card readings to skeptics a million times. They think I'm full of shit, and understandably so. And then I give them a card reading and they're like moved. I mean, people have teared up. It's been really moving for a lot of people.
You can't think about it from the left brain guy.
You have to kind of like let it go.
Because it's too easy to just refute.
Fucking thing.
Yeah. What about it's all my witch powers are making it out.
You had a premonition about the cleaning lady's miscarriage.
I did. Our cleaning lady's not even coming back now. I've scared her with my creepy Wednesday Addams routine.
You probably fucking dropped one of those morning after pills in her coffee.
No, okay, so
you are going to have a miscarriage.
I didn't give her.
Fucking baby dribbles out of her leg one morning.
No, okay.
She's trying to clean your toilet.
It was terrible. I felt really bad, but I was meditating in my office and the cleaning lady was there, and I kept seeing, this sounds like such bullshit, I promise I'm not crazy, but
I saw it happen.
So in my head I keep seeing this what do you call it, a sonogram, like a modern sonogram, like a 3D sonogram. I kept seeing it and I was like, I have to ask the cleaning lady if she lost a baby. And I'm like, I'm not gonna ask her that because that'll sound like a fucking retard.
Just pick up a fucking dried prune. Does this resemble anything?
Does it remind you of anything? What happened was that, so then I go up to her finally. I'm like compelled, like I have to go up to her. So I'm finally go, did anyone you know have a baby? I'm trying to like kind of warm up to it. Yeah. She goes, my cousin. And I'm thinking, that's not it. You're Mexican. Of course your cousin just had a baby. But then
had seven.
Right? But then I'm
slight of racist.
I'm Mexican, by the way. So anyway, but I really
racist say, no, it's cool. No,
it's cool. I'm one of you. But I really felt compelled. So, but before I had a chance to ask if she miscarried, she goes, well, actually I miscarried a couple days ago. And then I was like, fuck, I knew that. And then I kind of told her, I'm like, by the way, like, don't be freaked out. I was meditating and I kind of saw this thing. And she's like, okay, it's no big deal. Never saw her again.
Yeah, she never came back.
No, but we had two.
Probably because she miscarried in your toilet. I was like, did I flush or didn't I flush? Fuck, I don't think I flushed. Cool. They must be pissed. I'm not going back there.
Imagine that. You find a baby bad in your toilet.
Toilet babies.
It's
like,
gotta happen once.
Oh, so bad.
What'd you say?
It's had to happen once.
What, you had toilet babies?
I had one.
Yeah?
Yeah, I had Toiletto. Toiletto Flush. That was his name. before Maximus. I think that, here's the thing. You wrote a horror movie, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And you are doing this thing in Poughkeepsie for Ed Wood,
yes,
correct?
Yeah, well, I'm not doing it. Joe Netherworld, a high-ranking member of the Church of Satan, he's doing it, and I'm the face and tits of the operation.
Right. And what are you guys doing?
Basically, he is, for those of you who don't know who Ed Wood is, there was a Tim Burton movie called Ed Wood about Edward D. Wood Jr. I'm sure you obviously know. Yeah. A classic sci-fi director. I mean, the worst film of all time, Plan 9 from Outer Space, and a series of others, Night of the Ghouls. Just amazing stuff. I adore him.
Why is it amazing, though, if it's so awful? Is it because do you like it because it's just so awful?
It's fun, but then there's also this conviction he had that no matter how much it sucked, he had just this blind, childish ambition towards doing it, that it's actually kind of inspiring. And he's a creepy transvestite.
Yeah,
he's a cross-dresser. Yeah. Like, he had like an angora fetish. I mean, this dude was a little bit of a whack job. But and he lives in Poughkeepsie, he's dead. He lived in Poughkeepsie, which is where I live. And there's photos of me on his childhood steps with the other people. And I'm dressed as Vampyra, who was the original Elvira back in the 60s. Elvira, her whole routine is paying homage to Vampyra. And so I'm dressed like Vampire. I got the low cut dress. My tits will be out, and I'm signing autographs at 7:30 at the Bar de Von Theater. So
Ed Wood worked.
Ed Wood, October 11th at 7:30 p.m.
Yeah, this Friday. Right.
And everyone can come up. Tickets are $10. You can get on Ticketmaster. Go to bardevon.org or edwoodstatue.com, or just come and buy a ticket. And I'm going to be there signing autographs with my tits out.
And it's going to kick off the Kickstarter.
And the Kickstarter is going to kick off, and they're trying to. Oh, I'm sorry. So they're raising money to have a big statue built in his honor across the street from the Bar de Von.
What would you do without Matt?
And I know, right?
Really, honest to God. You literally gave a whole plug without a day.
I know. And then, so yeah, it's October 11th. But so they're building a statue in his honor, an Ed Wood statue.
And you want to suck Bobby's dick?
And I want to suck Bobby's dick.
You will someday.
Yeah, probably
someday. Yeah, you're gonna suck my dick on my sixth.
Too bad you didn't meet me before Matt. I mean, you couldn't help but have me suck your dick before I met Matt. Yeah. I was just like,
I ruined it for all you guys.
No, really,
you really are.
I know.
Yeah, but I have a black card. Like they give black cards away.
The Amex?
I have a ghetto card. I have a they give a certain white guys a ghetto card.
Yeah.
I have a fucking dick sucking card.
Oh, no.
I can come over. We have some fucking. We do a little barbecue.
Hey.
We fucking suck a little dick. I gotta jerk Matt off while she's blowing me. He jerks off into a cup. She puts it in her dick. It comes out of my eye like good old days. Joe DeRosa's crying in the corner. Why not? What's in the dick? What's in the dick? So I kind of want to get back to this. So you're doing that, that type of horror to me, I never really got into.
You don't like schlocky?
I never got into it, but I get it. I don't. It's not like I don't get it. I get,
I don't think it's as much about irony as it is about like things that are earnest. Like it could be a really sleazy, shitty movie, yeah. But if the people who made it wanted to make the best movie they could,
right.
And like they didn't give a shit about what was going to be in their way, budget, time, whatever, then like you watch that and you're like, holy shit, these people are trying to make a good movie.
What do you think about, let's talk about that. What do you think about the Blair Witch Project?
Blair Witch Project? I liked it a lot, you know? And the thing is, the filmmaker who made it has gone on to make some really good stuff since.
Like what?
So he made a movie called Altered, which is probably one of the best movies about aliens that doesn't take place in space that I've ever seen.
Really?
Yeah. It's all about like these people who were abducted when they were kids, and they catch the alien that had abducted them like all these many years ago by following its patterns. And it's like these backwoods rednecks. So they bring it back to like a garage to like try to like fucking torture it and whatever and find out why what happened that happened, and it gets out.
Wow.
And it's sort of like them in this house and you don't know where the alien is, and it's fucking creepy and really good.
Right.
Eduardo Sanchez?
Yes, correct.
That's so funny. That's what I love about when I talk to you on the phone. You have such a knowledge and this backlog of these movies that I would never know about. I would never find. Now I'm going to go watch that movie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Okay, what about the Paranormal Activity movies?
Not so much. I think, because the thing is, the guy who made that has had a movie that's been on the shelf for like years now.
Like what?
It's called Area 51, and it's sort of like, found footage Area 51 movie, and apparently it's like unreleasably bad, so it's just been sitting, sort of. Uh-huh. But the first one I didn't really like, second one I didn't really like, but I liked the third one. And the third one was made by the guys who made that documentary Catfish.
Yeah.
Which, and like, because I think by that point they'd recognized what they wanted to do, and they went back to everything and they sort of started building the mythology, and they made a movie that wasn't as like predictable or slow or shitty. They
shouldn't you have watched them backwards?
Yeah, I think so.
I think you should go 3-2-1.
I would say 3-1-2.
3-1-2. Yeah, okay, yeah, because, you're right.
Yeah, and that would be like sort it'd of be the a better way of quality too.
It'd almost be a if you watch that way, it would be a great one holy shit movie.
Yeah.
Like the Lonesome Dove of horror movies. Am I right?
Yeah.
No, but like, okay, so they have these movies, but then they have these movies like High Tension.
Yeah.
Which is one of my favorite movies of all time.
I love that, but I hated the ending.
Really?
Yeah. I hated
Did you
the ending
see it
too.
Coming?
No.
I thought there were
didn't
plot
make any sense
holes.
To me.
Oh, wait, I guess we're going to spoil it if we say anything. But
all right, hang on. Spoil alert. If you haven't seen a movie that came out in 2004 by now, fuck yourself. Listen, don't listen to this. But there is a twist. Just put it, there's a twist.
Yeah.
Maybe
you can explain it.
I didn't see the twist coming.
It's not that I didn't see the twist coming. It's that once the twist happened, what you just saw made no sense anymore.
Why?
Well, because the girl was driving the big evil truck with her kidnapped in the back.
Oh,
and
guys, come on.
There's a truck in it. Sorry.
And the sports car. She was also driving that. The same blonde girl was driving both
and
of those.
And she fucks a severed head in the beginning.
See, what I
mean, he does, but you know what I mean?
But maybe it could be explained in that, because I loved everything else about it. It was one
of my
favorites.
Okay, can you explain it?
I was going to say, I can't really explain it, but the one thing I was going to say that kind of bothers me about that movie in particularly, and like sort of endings like that, where it's like, oh, this person was secretly this person the entire time,
mm-hmm.
is that like when she's out at that store and there's that guy that's like,
right.
It's like, if you're having people reacting to things that don't exist, then what the hell is really happening?
That's my exact problem. Like, it happens with, with
all these kinds of movies. Like, I used to have an obsession with The Sixth Sense, where I used to watch it, where it's like, okay, if he's a ghost, then why are all these fucking people reacting to him and, like, doing all these things? So it's all about, like, if somebody is not who they appear to be, you have to make sure that people aren't reacting to the person that doesn't exist.
Right, it's like they're hoping you watch it one time and have really bad short-term memory.
Yeah.
Like, they're just like, don't ever watch this movie again, otherwise it's not going to make any sense. Like, it's just so, And then obviously I watched High Tension twice, and I was like, wait a minute, how is she doing that if she's actually...
Yeah, I'm such a sucker.
I overthink shit, though.
This is what you have to do with me. Just make it so that I can believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, I can... Okay, like the movies where somebody gets powers and they fall into a fire and their clothes don't burn off.
Right.
It's like, wait a minute. Their clothes don't have powers. Her tits should be out.
Oh, right.
She should come out of there.
It's the whole
But maybe she's not... Right, exactly. Maybe she's not burnt. Maybe she can't catch on fire. But that fucking Fruit of the Loom... shirt isn't possessed. That doesn't have fucking
dark sided.
Yeah, that bugs me when they do that. Because now it's like, okay, I'm stupid. I'm stupid enough for your movie, but I'm not that fucking dumb. I can't suspend reality that much.
Right.
You know what I mean? But a movie like High Tension, I didn't even think I could. I didn't put all that shit together. I watched it and was like, the first scene in that is like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
What the fuck? Like, what is this?
Is that where the big dresser crushes somebody?
Oh, God, it was crazy. And then when the girl, which I love that she was kind of guy hot.
Mm. You know what I mean? Yeah, she was sexy.
Yeah, they really picked the right.
That's the kind of girls I like. Like, girls that basically just look like guys. So I like guys, basically.
Mm. Yeah, you like Kelly?
Too girly. You're too fishy for me. You're too girly.
Kelly's trying to get fucking laid. Kelly wants to fuck
Kelly needs it, yeah.
Kelly wants to show you that you can still come. Kelly wants to suck your jizz out.
It's going to be my Mount Everest, so I can do it. Come on.
Kelly's going to jerk at the last jizz.
I wish I could fuck. I really do. I've tried. It's terrible.
But you're a bad...
I just have no guy instinct, so I'm just kind of like... It feels awkward. I feel like a trick pony or something.
You're like a middle-aged woman that got divorced that tried putting on a strap-on for the first time.
Giggle.
I'm awkward. I'm like awkward. I'm just because I have a fucking dick. I'm just like, what, I have a fucking dick? It's just like so awkward. I'm such a girl mentally. I'm just like, I just want to be fucking banged. I almost said rape, and then I realized it sounded like I was going to say women want to get raped. No. I want to get raped.
Yeah, you just fucking get a nice dull butter knife and hide in the garage, Matt. Put on a nice Zorro mask on and rape this fucking dude.
Dull butter knife.
We get pretty rapey. He's good.
I used to do that with a girl. This girl in fucking...
Here we go. Come on.
Up in New Hampshire. She was just the most deviant human being I've ever met in my life.
Was she molested? That's usually what happens.
I hope so. Because if she wasn't, then she's fucking the Satan. She is the Church of Satan.
Oh,
yes. Yeah, I remember she had this knife that was dull.
She had her own knife?
She had her own rape knife.
She was prepared.
And I remember I would... I'd go outside. Like, I was into it. Like, I'm into role-playing.
Mm-hmm.
I used to get this knife, and it was dull as fuck. Like, you couldn't slice anything. You couldn't slice a fucking apple with this thing. And I used to walk around outside and kind of look through the windows and try to break in. And I'd find my way in. Like, I'd sneak downstairs, and I'd see her, and she'd be asleep. Like, one tit would be out, and, like, just a little bit of her pussy coming out of a blanket. And I'd fucking just start jerking off. And I'd... For like a half hour, I'd just watch her, and I'd
That's intense.
God. Were you drunk?
And then, no, dude, I was fucking totally sober. That was my drug of choice, was this fucking sex.
Yeah.
And I would sneak over, and she'd hear something, and I'd hide, and she'd walk by me, and she didn't know you were there. Dude, we're talking like a fucking hour or something of this, and then I would fucking, she'd see me, and I'd grab her and throw her on the bed, Listen, she would fight me where she would slap me or scratch me, like really.
I
got fucking mad. And I'd be like, fucking, and I'd put that knife up to her. And then she'd let me, never fucked her. But I'd fucking just
what?
I would just cause
all
we,
that
we never fucked.
I'll be back.
I used to just eat her pussy out. I'd tie her up and make her suck me off. I did all this other weird shit.
That's
and I never
cool.
fucked
so
her.
Why wouldn't you fuck her?
I just we never. I don't. We
evidence.
It was probably. It was probably a year. I remember we'd be done and she'd break character and she was just she'd call me like a bitch. Like, oh, you, she's like, you bitch. Why'd you let me slap you? And it's like, I'd be like, I don't know. I mean, you know, I'm just a regular guy. I'm just trying to do my
not
job.
Not a rapist, I promise.
Yeah, I really don't want to rape anybody. I just, what?
Weren't you nervous? I would be petrified that this girl's fucking going to get me and throw me in jail.
Like a dad comes home.
No. But she knew who
you have marks on you. That's a clear sign of you trying to rape her.
No. I wasn't nervous. Me and her, there's people that you just connect with sexually. And when you meet that person, it's there's nothing. You don't worry. You don't think about anything.
Like me and Kelly, kind of.
Yeah, like you two. Yeah, we used to drive around. And she'd just suck my dick. Like we'd find, like a parking lot full of people, like in a bar, mm-hmm. and she'd just blow. She'd get out. I want to suck your dick right here in front of all these people. And I just get out of the car and she just starts sucking me off. To when people would go like, "What the fuck? Holy shit!" And she'd just be sucking me. She'd be looking on, and then we'd get in the car and run. It's like this weird.
Is this back in Boston?
This is back in
it
Boston.
It sounds very Boston.
And Jim but she's like, "Fucking dude, he's getting blowjob right here."
She was a fucking freak of nature, but my totally. But she was too much.
What you like, doing now?
Huh? I don't know. She was just a freak, man, and we. We just hit it off, but she was too much for me. Like, I'm that guy, but I'm not that guy.
She's your female counterpart.
Well, she was that person all the time. Mm. I was that guy for an hour and a half.
Right.
And then I wanted to go get ice cream and watch Goonies. You know what I mean? I just wanted to be Bob. Mm-hmm. I wanted to maybe hug or something. And she was like, do it again, you know? Oh, fucking good. Throw a bookshelf on my toe. Just,
that happened?
She scratched me one night. She's like, I want cookies. I want cookies. And I was like, I'll get you fucking cookies. Relax. And we went to the store and she goes, I want cookies now. She scratched me. I was like, are you fucking nuts? I'm getting you cookies, you fucking idiot. And I was like, look, I gotta go. Like that weird shit. Like she would take this aggression way too far.
Did she have a dad?
No, I don't remember
any
of that.
No way. Yeah.
Every time I'm like, she doesn't have a dad, and if she does, he's fucking her.
The fact that we're all fucking talking and you're dressed in a jumpsuit makes me so happy.
It is amazing.
You're fucking hot nuts right now. Okay, so real quick, I want to do. We're gonna do a little break, a piss break, and we'll be back. We're gonna wrap up the rest of this show. You guys who are watching on Ustream, thank you for hanging in there. I'm sorry that it sucks. There's nothing I can do about it. I've done everything that I can possibly do. We can, you know, I don't know. I'm gonna keep working on it so that you guys can get this. We might just not do it live. We might do it actually. Just record it and put it up. So I don't fucking know. But thanks for hanging in there. We're going to work it out. We'll be back in just seconds.
Two and two.
I don't know what that means. Two and two. Is that 4 minutes?
I don't know. 2 minutes and 2 seconds.
Okay, we'll be back in 2 minutes and 2 seconds. So hang in there. Click it out.
Oh, okay. I'm going to be crazy swamp.
All right, check it out. This is Robert Kelly. And you guys, hang on 1 second. Hey, dude, can you push that mic away for a second? I'm sorry, buddy. No, it's all right. It's funny. You pushed your mic in front of him. So anyways.
Hang on, let me just turn all this shit down.
All right, check it out, guys. Please go to tweakedaudio.com. They're one of our greatest sponsors. They've been supporting us. And we love that you guys support them by going there, tweakedaudio.com, picking out one of your favorite pairs of headphones. They're inexpensive, fantastic headphones. The earbuds, many different colors and sizes, mic'd, not mic'd. They're really cool, just throw in your pocket. And you know what the best part is? They're not expensive. And with our discount, 33% off, if you type in DUDE, when you check out the code word DUDE, you get 33% off, free shipping, and a lifetime limited warranty. These headphones are great to throw in your pocket, throw in your bag, have one at work, have one at home, buy for friends, and just give them out. They're great. Nice nice, inexpensive. So go to tweakedaudio.com, use the code word dude, and get those son of a bitches right to you. And also go to amazon.com, the link on Riotcast, /Robert Kelly. Use that Amazon link on our page on Riotcast and bookmark that. Anytime you use anything or you buy anything on the internet, whatever it is, food, technology, guns, I don't give a shit. Make sure you go through Amazon, our link, and we get some cash from that. Gamefly.com is also a sponsor of the YKW, dude. You can go to there right now, gamefly.com/YKWD, and you get 2 free weeks, right? I believe it's 2 free weeks? Free 15 days from us to you because you listen to the show. So, and you can cancel at any time. So go make sure you check that out. What else, Kelly?
That's all we got. Amazon, Gamefly, and
Tweetadio. That's all we got. That's all we got. And I want to thank all the people who have donated to the show. You guys are fantastic. You continuously donate every month. Thank you so much. It means a lot to us. Make sure you go to all our websites and Twitters and follow us. Follow the YKWD podcast on Twitter. Follow all the people on here, Kelly, Chris Scopa, Dan, our guests tonight, Bailey and Ken and Matt. But make sure that you go to our Facebook and like the page. We have a YKW podcast Facebook page. You can get that right on the Riotcast page. And go to my website, robertkellylive.com, for all my dates. This weekend, I'm going to be at Magoobies in Maryland on Friday and Saturday night. The week after that, I'm at the Atlanta Improv. So spread the word, tell your friends, get your tickets. How this show is free, but how you can support us, really, especially me, go to my live shows. Get some tickets, get some friends, and show up. There's nothing better than doing a show in front of fans that really get your comedy. So make sure you go to my website, look at my dates, find out when I'm coming near you, get some tickets, bring some friends, spread the fucking word about my shows and about this podcast. Tell everybody, like it. And retweet it and subscribe to it and review it on iTunes. You guys are the best. And we are back to the show in just 2 seconds.
You are listening to Robert Kelly's You Know What Dude podcast on podcast.com.
Fucking love goddamn music like that. What's up, fucking fucks?
Are you fucking talking to us or the people?
I'm talking to the people. The people, man. All right, check it out, man. I want to get back a little all over the place because this topic of horror, of ghosts, of demons, of, you know, and of fucking gorgeous fucking shemale cocks. I really, you know, you've become my friends, you two.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
You guys are, you know, my wife loves you guys.
Yeah,
you know?
We love you and your wife. And
I'm so happy that...
I think my mic's not... Oh, it's not? Never mind.
Yeah, mine got quieter or something. Or I can't... That's good.
Yeah, I'm good. Okay, sorry.
Sorry about that. But, you know, it's so funny that it always... It does always go to fucking dicks and sucking. I think it's just in us. Yeah.
Dicks are in us.
Yeah.
Is that the name of the show?
Are you writing all these down? Okay. Yeah. Listen, here's the thing. It just goes. Like, I literally was like, this is going to be so great. I'm going to have Matt and Bailey on and Ken and Kelly's coming down and we got fucking Iceman is here. You know what I mean? And did you take it off?
I had to. I had to pee, so I had to pee.
So, but it always does.
He had to take his onesie off.
It goes to cock. Here's the thing, too. I blame you because.
You blame me.
Yeah, if you didn't have a fucking, you know, a perfect cock and you weren't so pretty.
You sound like one of those pedophiles. Like, if kids weren't so smooth while they're being carried away.
I just love them.
If kids weren't so sexy.
Look at him.
Goddamn kids being cute and everything.
He smells... He smells like lollipops. Here, I want to talk about this that kind of got away. And as the host, that's my job to kind of corral, harangue us back to where I think it would be interesting. And in haunted houses, I really think I get it. You know what I mean? I get that they, you know, they, there's people around the corner, and you, you know what sucks about haunted houses? There's too many people going to them. There's a line out the fucking door. Mm-hmm. How can you be scared when you 4 feet in front of you, you saw what the fuck? The people just scared the other people.
Oh, so now you mean like a haunted house attraction, not like a necessarily...
Not like the one in Amityville.
Right, right.
The Amityville Horror House, it's a regular
house.
I'm
just clarifying.
Yeah. Please clarify.
Sorry.
Okay. Absolutely right. I'm talking about an attraction.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think you said that you know of a good one.
Oh, I know a very good one. It's called Blackout New York, and it actually solves that problem.
Is that when you go up to Harlem after fucking 12?
You don't return.
it's sort of like it's a haunted house, but at the same time,
you have a roll of money and a lighter.
it's a psychological haunted house.
Okay,
where it's sort of like,
where is it?
I think it's in like Midtown.
It's
in a place where it's not even advertised. You have to knock on the door like 3 times.
Oh,
and they let
shit!
You in.
Are you kidding
yeah, that's
me?
How creepy. That's
awesome.
Yeah,
you can find out
how to get there from their website.
What's it called again?
Blackout New York.
And are you setting us up to get robbed?
Or rape.
Yeah. No, sure. But the thing is, like, sort of, they have, like, a waiting room. They give you a number. You have to sign something that says, like, they're allowed to touch you. And, like, and they give you a safe word so that if any time you can't deal with it, you're out.
Dude, what if your safe word is rape me?
Do you walk into a room and there's people with, like, those, like, gimp masks on? With, like, the Red Bull?
It starts off by, like, there's just... The entrance area is just covered in sort of, like mist and stuff. They change it up every year, but sort of they bring you in, and then there's just darkness. You can't tell how big the room is.
That's fucked up.
You hear somebody just say, like, take my hand. Somebody grabs your hand, and you run. And you run in this darkness. You have no idea how long the darkness is. You have no idea, like, how big the room is, if you're going to be walking into a wall or something. And then just, like, from there, it's just as many, like, sort of little psychologically fucked up set pieces that they could do. Like, sort of, like, somebody will, like, put you in a chair. And, like, they'll just say, like, they'll start, like, taking off your shoes. And they'll start, like, fucking... turning on a TV that's got like rape and killing and murder on there, and like people will come and they'll put a bag on your head and they'll fucking start touching you and shit. It's crazy.
That's the worst thing I've ever heard.
They'll put a bag on your head.
They will put a plastic bag on your head.
That's fucked. That's scary. What if you're a huge dude and you just punch the shit out of him?
Well, then you get kicked out.
Oh, okay.
So you can't.
It's on 11th Ave. In 20 seconds.
It's on 11th Ave and 22nd. 11th Ave and 22nd is a scary fucking.
That's the scariest thing I've ever heard. I would never go to that.
I went to one over on in that area too. A lot of them are over there because that's where the fashion district was, and the warehouses are all over there empty.
Oh, okay.
I went to one and it was fucking garbage. I mean, look, I'm a fucking pussy. You can scare me with a fake spider, for Christ's sakes. But, you know, and I got scared, but it's not that hard to scare me. But you're going through with so many people and it's happening so fast, you know, it's like, it doesn't get me. I mean, that sounds, when it doesn't sound like they're into making money as much as they are into scaring the shit out of somebody.
Yeah. And they only let you go in one at a time. I think they only
see,
let
that's
so many
fucking
people
creepy
yeah,
right
see,
there.
Yeah, I couldn't fuck with that. Wow. I don't even like the shitty ones at like Busch Gardens or whatever. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Could you imagine going into a haunted house by yourself?
No.
That's genius.
Yeah.
If that's real, is that real?
Yeah, it's real.
Or are you fucking forget?
No, it's real.
Are you just
did,
like.
So you did it?
Yeah.
Oh, well, my gosh, you're brave.
How scary was it?
It was really scary, but at a certain point, if like you can keep yourself grounded, it's easier to get through.
I'm just now learning how to do
like,
that.
Horrifying. It's still really horrifying. Like there's like, and the thing is like, it's not as much as stuff like jumping out as you as much like there is stuff like that, but it's more so like letting thoughts stay in your head and fuck with you. Like at a certain point, there was one time where like you turned a corner from like this blackness and there's just this room, and it's like, it's almost dark, but it's like not completely dark. Mm-hmm. and there's just somebody in the corner, and somebody like gives you like a pair of pliers, and then the person just starts weeping, like, "Why did you do this to me? Why did you do this to me?" Like over and over, and like the only way to get out is to walk past them, and like it's that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's fucking creepy.
That's creepy. I couldn't do it. I'd have like a nervous breakdown.
Oh my god, I want to go. You want to go? Let's do it.
No,
I don't want to go.
Okay, I'll take Lewis. We'll go.
Listen, here's the deal. I'll definitely go to any haunted house you put me through. I will fucking do it all. They have one in the Pennsylvania, East Pennsylvania fucking old prison that's supposed to be, the place is supposed to be really haunted. And they do a haunted house in there every year, which is creepy.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that sounds good. I remember in Winthrop, Mass, they had these cat, what?
There's all this noise.
That's New York City.
Yeah, like
sorry,
creepy.
Fucking Woods boy.
Did you hear it? You heard a spooky organ?
I heard a spooky organ.
It's my cell phone. The spooky organ.
Yeah. Oh, good job.
Sorry. I'll turn it off.
See, ghosts and spirits.
What the fuck was that?
I've got like spooky ringtone.
You have a wait a minute. You got to get her fucking pocketbook. It's the best.
It's a little hurt.
What the fuck is that? That's great. I love it.
It's creepy if you think about it as a baby. Baby coffin.
Or a miscarriage one.
You get it?
That's why your housekeeper left. Just saw your handbag. She was like, that fucking bitch. She's rubbing it in.
What are you looking for? Your phone?
I have no idea what I did with it. Whatever. Okay. Sorry, everybody.
Yeah, I think that I would definitely go to any haunted house there is, but I am a fucking pussy. I scream, I yell, I get fucked up. And if they touch you, I don't even know why that was so bad if they touch you. I think that's great.
They touch you in ways you don't want to be touched.
Like what?
Anally.
They don't rape you, but they will violate you with their hands.
Like how? Like grab my conch?
Yeah.
So what?
Fair enough.
Yeah, why? Would that bother you?
I think it would bother some people.
Would that bother you?
I think it would be scarier if
I don't mind my cock being rubbed as much as somebody rubbing their cock on me.
Wait,
my face and stuff. That's where it would
get to. They rub your cock?
I would hope so.
Wait a minute. They rub their cocks in your face?
I've heard that they do that sometimes at other years. I don't know. It's like sort of like a guy in a gimp mask will come in and they'll fucking... They'll
I just walk
I changed
in like
my
a
vote. I think I want to go.
Yeah. Yeah. I walk out like of the Scream mask. I'm ha.
What? Yeah. That doesn't normally have a hole cut out in the mouth.
Where is my
what
phone? I hear it,
that?
But I don't know where
is
it is.
Is it in the couch?
Maybe.
Oh my
Sorry,
God.
The
microphone's
everybody.
Probably pointing at it.
Oh,
it did
must
come
be.
In really well.
Yeah, it did come in really good. Do you got it?
No, I have no idea where it is. I'm sorry.
We're broadcasting still?
Yep.
Okay, so, I think that, have you, I love haunted houses, like, especially like up in Poughkeepsie.
There's one
woods.
Right around the corner from us.
Really?
Like a big one.
Is it like one where you got to wait in line for fucking 10 days?
I don't know. I just know there's a really long road that goes up to it and it's famous.
Really? What's it famous for?
It's just really just popular. I don't know. Really. You see advertisements for it all over the place.
Yeah.
I wish I can find out what it's called.
I wish that they would make a fucking haunted house that was just like fuck you, no animatronics, no bullshit, real people like that. Having to walk by somebody crying in the corner, going, "Why did you do this to me?" and the door is next to them is nerve wracking.
Yeah,
nerve wracking. And when you walk by them, if they don't do anything, it's even worse. You know what I mean? You expect them to go and grab you. If they don't, this is the one in LA. They had like a girl doing something and you had to do something. Like you had to walk by her and it was fucking like, the only way through is by her. And when you walked by her, they had like a twin girl. She was there again.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh shit. Like there's no way. Even if they had like some super fast fucking mechanism that just shot her. It was just a girl that looked like her with the same wig and the same. And you're like, she came out, hello. And you're like, oh. And I ran. I left my wife. And that's when she touched Dawn. It's like she touched her. And Dawn went, you don't fucking touch.
Oh, shit.
You can scare, but you don't fucking touch me. You don't. She started. And that's all I hear. It's just Dawn going, you don't fucking touch. There's rules. You don't fucking touch me.
Break
get the. She goes, get the fuck back. Because the girl kept coming. Like, she didn't care. Like, she kept scaring the shit out of Dawn.
Wow. Breaking the fourth wall.
Dawn, yeah. Well, Dawn's from Everett. She's from Boston. You don't fucking touch her.
Touch her, kid. All right? I'll fucking kill you. Fucking kill you.
That was so fucking funny. I was like, Dawn, come on. I had a little fucking baby girl chasing me. Have you seen my mother? I mean, fuck you. Yelling at the fucking twin bitch. Anyways, I think that it sucks, and I talked to you about this interview with technology, with when you can make shit better, it ruins it. It fucking ruins everything. It ruins movies. When they do, there's nothing better than seeing a guy fall off a building.
Mm. Right.
I know he's landing in a pad. I know that he's not dead, but there's nothing better than seeing the guy fall off the fucking building.
It doesn't take you out of it.
I don't need to see him falling off the building and then go down with him. Because now it's fake. Because I know that can't happen.
I totally feel you.
You know what I mean?
It drives me crazy. Just like how Alien, the feeling of Alien, just of like it's a real, I mean, obviously it's not a real alien, but it's like it's a physical thing there. It's so much like so fucking scary as opposed to seeing some like cartoon character fly across like a thing. It's just like that's so gay. Yeah, like, I have no interest in this.
They put a guy in a suit. Mm-hmm. And they had it, you know, and
there was just like water coming off the teeth. It was just so real.
Oh, like
everything
the,
about
like
it was
the deer. We just watched The Ring 2 and they had the CGI deer.
A bunch of all the fucking elk, like 97 cartoon elk. It looked so like the Coca-Cola polar bear.
Yeah.
Like
really?
It was the unscariest shit I've ever seen in my life. Like when it blinks, like it literally looked like the polar bear from the Coca-Cola commercials from like 1997.
Why would they fucking do that?
Because they're stupid and
they probably didn't want to hurt animals or something.
Yeah, I mean,
they can't get 97 deers just attacking a car by themselves. It can't be a guy in a deer costume with a bat.
Write it out. Edit it out.
Yeah, fucking figure it out.
If you can't do it.
Well, just don't do it.
Right.
But you make it one.
Pick your battles. Right.
It's scary if you think it's just one that's like out to get you.
Yeah. A fucking crazy deer?
Yeah.
I had this thought, and I always think of this shit. I thought I was on the subway, and I saw this massive rat. And then that night, my block, there's a building halfway down my block that is rat infested. And all night long, you'll hear, ah! And it's girls, drunk bitches, just getting scared by rats. These fucking drunk white bitches are like, yeah, so anyways, ah! And we laugh. Me and my wife laugh all night. That's one thing we're going to miss about New York. It's just hearing these dumb drunk bitches on Saturday night. Anyways, where's the car? Ah!
Do you have my shoes on you?
And these rats are massive. Just fucking like cats. They're huge. And they're fearless. They're fucking fearless. And that, and I had this whole idea for this horror movie where, you know, they're just ripping these buildings down and they're just fucking with these rats. They're just, you know, just displacing thousands of these rats. Mm-hmm. And they look at, there's holes. You know the trees in New York City? They have that little patch of dirt around them. Yeah. If you look, there's holes in them. And then I saw them pour cement in the holes and they dug through it.
Oh shit.
The hole is just there again. Give them a week, it's fucking there again. They dig through anything. And I was thinking that like almost like Orca. Remember Orca? The movie Orca?
The whale?
Yes.
Yeah, the whale.
Orca the killer whale. Fucking, Bo Derek loses a leg.
Yeah, exactly, right? She fucking bit her leg off. Very scary movie, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
The end was crazy. Like, that's just fucking horrifying to be on an iceberg and having a fucking orca whale just tip it over and you have slide. Mm-hmm. Oh, motherfuck me. Because they really do that shit, too.
Uh-huh.
They really do that. You ever see that footage of the seal? You know what I'm saying? There's a pod of orca whales teaching younger orca whales how to kill. And they kill in pods, like a team. And there's this seal, this little seal on this iceberg, and he's chilling. And they can't get him off. It's a huge iceberg. So what they do is they all line up in a row, and they fucking just fly, and they cause a wave that goes over the iceberg and washes the seal into the water.
Wow. Mm,
and then they fucking throw him back on the iceberg and do it again.
That's crazy.
They don't kill him. They're like, fuck it, get back on there. We gotta rehearse one more time before we eat you.
Wow.
Fucking craziest footage ever. Yeah. And I'm thinking, like, in Orca, the you know, she saw the baby get killed. And that's why she lost her mind. I was thinking that'd be a fucking great rat thing. Like if these rats saw, you know, other rats being fucking murdered by us so we can put a high rise in, if they just took over the New York City and just started attacking people.
That'd be amazing.
That would be the fucking creepiest. Imagine walking down the street in New York after dinner with your chick and all of a sudden
you see a rat.
You see a rat and it's fucking massive. Yeah. Like I'm talking these rats in this movie would be cat rats, like little dog rats, like fucking 2 feet, and like the biggest one would be the motherfucker of the rats.
Like a rat king.
Like R-O-U-S.
Yeah, you always gotta have the big Willard. Yeah, you always gotta have the big rat, right? And imagine if that you just all of a sudden you're surrounded by rats and they just were fucking flying after you.
And they're mad.
And they're self-aware. Biting
and they just
you.
Eat you alive.
Ugh. Imagine that. That'd be a fucking scary movie.
Yeah, no, that'd be pretty
cool.
Well,
if it was done in like the 80s, they'd have like small dogs dressed as rats, like attacking people. It was like, if you tried
it,
it'd
be so dark
be like
that you wouldn't be able to see it.
It would all be CGI.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
the thing, is you could use real rats. Yeah. They use real rats in the fucking Indiana Jones movie.
Right.
Remember that when they were going through? Mm-hmm. And there was nothing better. She really screamed because a rat jumped on her fucking head.
There's no movie called Rat-tack.
Oh, no, yeah, you have Rat-tack. You can make that happen.
Sci-fi There's no original. Movie.
No movie called Rat-tack. Riddick is the closest thing.
Rat-tack. Rat-tack?
Rat-tack.
Riddick.
Yeah, well, would we call it Rat-tack?
Yeah, why not?
Rat-tack.
We'd have to call it...
I need a better name than that.
We need a better name. It would have to be the name... of the rat. See, the rat would originally have to be domesticated.
Splinter.
And let out, and then he would actually become a feral. Is that what he's, how do you say it?
Feral?
Feral. Feral. Where they're having the pigs? Feral. Fucking idiot.
I think DJ Qualls has to be in it.
Who?
DJ Qualls.
Is that the fucking guy you sent me?
DJ Qualls reference, holy shit.
You know he's available.
Yeah.
Is that the guy in the car that raps?
He's in legit.
He's super weird looking. I just
that the Goonie kid from Road Trip.
Yeah.
I always thought he was kind of a... Like he was okay.
Yeah, because you're a nerd lover.
Yeah. I like giving people blowjobs who look like they really need blowjobs.
Well, start sucking in this room.
No, it's just like charity. Just
you know what I mean?
Counterclock.
I know they'll really appreciate it. Listen be like, why are you blowing me?
Counterclockwise in this room. Everybody... Ken has I desperately need. I'm gonna die without head fits.
I just mean it's a lot more attractive than someone who looks like just you know like it's very easy for them to get their dick sucked. It's like
you know
cool.
you're gonna rock their motherfucking
world. That's the
world.
Thing, yeah. So it's kind of, if some guy looks like he is constantly getting his dick sucked, it's like go get your dick sucked. Then I'll just go suck some guy who's gonna appreciate it.
Fuck. He doesn't know how to break. Ken doesn't know how to process.
It all comes down to myself.
Oh no, I'm hearing it. I'm just consuming it.
Are we? Just what's my name?
Ken's hoping this actually happens.
I just
happens.
Don't know how we're getting from rat tack to blowjobs.
That's what we do on the show. That's what we do. I don't know how the fucking the web is slowly covering your heart on.
Nah, I think I didn't put web on there, Bobby.
Oh, that's just came. It's just jizz.
Spider jizz.
Yeah, maybe that you wrote a horror movie.
I did.
How many?
I was writing another one, but I stopped. I have one completed though.
What is it about?
It's called Live Nudes and Dead Dudes, and it's basically a grindhouse slasher flick about a child murderess based off of Rhoda Penmark from the Bad Seed. Mm-hmm. But she's like this little blonde girl. Basically, she murders her parents. She is put in a rehabilitation center and then released on her 18th birthday, and she has huge tits now.
Right.
And
are you in it?
I was gonna be the main character,
right?
But then, so she works at a strip club, blah 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 blah, yeah. And little things start happening that make her like remember we're killing her parents, and she'll randomly start. What's the word? Like a psycho button, which is kind of a trope in a movie, but like certain things will make her crazy, then she'll kill somebody.
Right.
So I'm really pleased with it. There was a guy who's actually agreed to make the movie, but then like
Chuck Harding. Right?
Chuck Harding, yeah, Chuck Harding was going to make it. I think he had some stuff that he gave to Mystery Science Theater, and he had written some other stuff and worked on some movie with Anna Nicole Smith.
And what happened?
So it ended up not panning out. He's a really good friend of mine, so it might still happen in the future. But he's just been so busy with his real job as opposed to making crappy B movies.
How did you get involved in what you do? Did you ever write a horror movie? Do you have?
I have. I've written a few movies. I've written a comedy. I've written a horror, and then I've written sort of like an anthology movie. And right now, I just wrote sort of like this sort of lighthearted horror movie
that we're looking to make soon. We're going to see. Yeah. It's called Stupor, and it's sort of like a end-of-the-world movie, but told through the first-person's perspective of, like, a drunk walking out of a bar.
Really?
I think that sounds awesome.
So we rigged up, like, a Steadicam and stuff, so it's going to, like, just sort of sway like a boat and sort of like
right.
But the cool thing is like then you can have like everything just sort of like come naturally and people aren't going to believe a drunk who's just walking around saying the world is ending and then shit goes down.
Really?
Yeah. So we're gonna see. Right now we're looking for funding and I've got a director and stuff lined up. So
right.
we're
and this magazine, how did you get involved with this?
I got involved with Diabolique.
Yeah. Well, are you owner? Do you just write for it?
No, I'm the sort of like the web editor, which means I write like a lot of the site content. I edit everything that comes through the site, more or less.
Right.
Sort of what happened was about a year ago, I was approached by somebody I met during college, right. who had interned for Fangoria magazine.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And he's like, hey, would you like to do some interning for Fangoria? And I'm like, yeah, sure, why not? You know, I thought it'd be a great way to make contacts and meet people and, you know, write about what I liked. And then, like, 6 months later, like, I get an offer to web edit for this magazine. I'm like, yeah, sure, you know, I could use the extra money on the side.
Right.
And then from there, like, it's just gotten, like, I just had a lot of ambition. Ran at it, got as many interviews as I can.
Yeah.
You know, and it's cool. It's a fun job to do what you got to do. You know, I still have, like, a day job, and I still have, like, other stuff that I do.
Right.
So we're going to see. But, like, right now, some really interesting things have come along. So we're going to see.
Well, I think the hookup, too, which I love making, is when I think you and Bailey, you guys both have a lot in common. And Matt, too, you guys all do stuff and you all love horror and you write stuff and, you know, you should definitely interview her, too, for your magazine.
Yeah, whenever you want, definitely. Actually, I hosted, you remember, I was going to have you on there, but I don't think you could make it. I tried my hand at hosting horror movies for a minute there.
Yeah, what was that for?
Just for myself. I mean, just because I had the time to do it. And so it was Shemalia's Film Fiasco.
Yeah, where is that?
Go to vimeo.com/filmfiasco. And basically, it's just like a huge joke on the fact that I'm completely ripping Elvira off, which is funny because she, you know, there was a whole lawsuit between her and Vampira. So it was kind of like that. So it's a horrible 2-hour movie you have to sit through in order to see my bits. Not literally see my bits, but to see.
Is that what you call them? No. Your English when you talk about your cock? My bits.
Gross.
Your tits are pretty much out the whole time.
Yeah, well, that's I'm wearing the dress. And
from Elvira.
Yeah, so it's like it's literally just like my tits. It's the same dress I'm wearing at this thing.
Right. Are you going to be able to wear that in public?
Yeah. I mean, it's not illegal. My nipples aren't showing. Just most of my
look at Matt. He's like, yeah.
Just most of the meat is showing. We've been married for 2 years. Didn't give a shit. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, fucking Matt, we gotta talk. Isn't it funny?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, shit. What are you doing? Nothing. I want to keep it that way. Listen. That's funny. Yeah, you guys should definitely hook up because you guys definitely. You guys like horror movies. I love horror, but I'm the fan. I'm the pussy. I'm the guy that screams in the movie. I have to put my hands over my ears. I'm the guy they want to go see the fucking movie.
Yeah.
I get mad. I'm like, fuck you. I get, oh, God. You know, it just sucks. Me and Dane were on the tour bus last week, and we watched. So we're on this tour bus, 800 miles. We do a show. We jump on the bus. We drive from Houston to fucking Atlanta. It's a fucking haul. So it's just me and him on this luxury tour bus, and we watch World War Z, this fucking zombie movie. And then, you know, it's 4 o'clock in the morning. I have this fucking, he starts pretending he's a zombie.
Oh, no.
And I'm getting scared. I'm fucking, like, flipping out, and I'm throwing punches. Like, I'm fucking swinging. And then I get this flashlight with a strobe on it, and I'm, like, there's four bunks with curtains, almost like coffins. You understand?
Yeah.
And then there's a room in the back, and then there's this hallway with these bunks. And, like, I'm trying to be in my bunk, and he kept coming by, running by the bunks and turning the lights on. And I'm like, dude, cut the fucking shit. And then he'd, like, run into the bunk. And yeah.
Oh, my God.
And I'm in this coffin with, like, a curtain. So I grab this flashlight stick, and it has a strobe, and you can't see when. And I start swinging. I hit him in the ankle. He's like, dude. And he fucking runs in his room. And then I wait, like, I know he's coming back out. I waited 25 minutes, like, in another bunk, the top bunk, because I knew he was going to come out and be in the bottom bunk. I'm sitting there with the flashlight ready to go to flash in a strobe in his eyes and then start swinging at his head because I'm so scared. And sure enough, 25 minutes later, the door slides open. And these doors open with no sound. They just slide open like Star Trek, just with no sound at all. And I see it, and he's just standing there at the, like a fucking zombie. And I'm fucking freaking. And I just fucking strobe him, and he's like, yeah, and he screams like I'm a pussy. Like, I threw a punch the other night and almost like knocked him out. Do you know what I'm saying? I'm not the guy you want to be around when you scare me. But it's, I think that, you know, you guys are these, you guys are kind of fanatics with, you guys like the actual filming of it and the what the passion was behind the people that are doing it. And,
right, yeah. Right.
I don't give a fuck about that.
I mean, I definitely lean more towards like schlocky, campy stuff because I go to have a good time, not necessarily to be scared.
Yeah.
So, because actually, when Matt and I saw, what do we see?
The Conjuring.
Where we started a drive-in.
Yeah.
A drive-in in, you know, bumfuck where we live, where there's just nothing but woods around you, and it's black.
That's
and,
gotta
like,
be.
It was fucking horrific. Scary. I was terrified.
Right.
My eyes were closed during like 50% of the movie, and I like horror movies, and I'm just like, why is this happening?
She kept turning the volume down on the radio.
I know, I kept turning because you turn it down. I'm like, nope. And then I would turn it down and we would hear all the girls in the other cars screaming.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
So, is
there anything better than being fucking petrified? Is there anything better? It's almost like spicy.
to bring us back to blowjobs. It just happens naturally.
What about a scary blowjob? That's all I'm saying.
It's spicy food. It's like, that's fucking hot, but I got to have another one. Being scared.
It's addictive.
There's something about it. It's like, fuck, you know? I fucking love horror movies. I love them. I just hope that they... There's a thing that they're in right now. I hope the next Exorcist comes. I can't believe they haven't made a good Exorcist movie again.
They've tried for fuck's sake. I mean, I don't know if they've tried. I guess I just mean they've had 9,000 come out and they've all been the same movie.
They keep fucking off.
Yeah.
Like, I think that, like, I think nowadays you can't really make a really good scary Exorcist movie that doesn't rip off The Exorcist.
Right.
Like, there's one coming out in a couple weeks that's, like, just getting dumped in, like, a couple theaters, but it's got, like, a really great angle on it where it, like, sort of looks at it comically. It's called The Hellbenders, and the whole movie is sort of, like, this gang of, like, people that the church hires to be exorcists, right? Yeah. And they just sin as much as possible before they do the exorcism so that if, like, the demon possesses them and they have to kill themselves, they just, like, their soul is, like, goes to hell with the demon. So, like, it's this comic take on it. And I think that's a really brilliant way to sort of, like, go after that as opposed to, like, something like The Devil Inside where it's just complete garbage. It's like we're doing exactly what we can do from The Exorcist, but we're showing it from a webcam.
Right.
One of the best bits about The Exorcist is just before the bullshit happens, when things are lewd that they're going wrong, like when she just walks in and she just pisses herself on the carpet, and you're like, oh my God, get us! Like, and then, you know, like, oh, you know, you just check the attic. There's some rats in the attic. And you're like, I know the devil!
What's the one with Anthony Hopkins?
Silence of the Lambs.
No. Well, he's a priest.
The Right.
The Right. I thought that was a good one.
I never saw it, but I heard it was shot on film, so I kind of want to see it.
Yeah.
That was a really good one, actually. He was really good in it.
It was
all
right.
Hopkins.
I thought it was all right. It wasn't. He was good, but it wasn't. Here's the thing: is they just fizzle out at the end. A lot of these movies, it's just like, come on.
They can't do anything with it. Like, they build up this big thing, and then they're kind of like.
Yeah, like there's only certain movies that have really pulled it off till the end, where you're walking out like my life is not the same anymore because I believe
Blair Witch.
I have different beliefs.
Blair Witch. I thought it was real.
I did too.
It's so amazing. It really does hold up. I just watched it the other day and I was like, this is gonna probably break my heart because it's gonna suck now because I'm not a child. I think last time I'd seen it was a child, and then but it was amazing and it was terrifying because they're so genuinely afraid. And so
they have a Bigfoot movie coming out.
Yes,
same thing.
Oh wait, is it the one that Bobcat Goldthwait made?
No,
or is that a different one?
There's actually a few Bigfoot movies coming out next year. There's a few Bigfoot and a few Frankenstein movies coming out next
year
for whatever reason, but
they're out of ideas.
Yeah, pretty much. But the Blair Witch guy is doing another one, and so is Bobcat. And Bobcat's is like his first like serious kind of scary movie, whereas like the Blair Witch guy, There's not a lot of stuff out there, but it's supposedly like really good. Like he did one of the bits in the new VHS movie that was like, which was like just a home run every time.
Okay.
But, well, like his was like sort of like a zombie movie, but if a biker with like one of those GoPros on his helmet got attacked,
right?
So you're seeing it all from like their perspective, and it's like. Yeah. It shows that he still got it, you know. He can still do the
footage.
Stuff.
I love it. Look, man, you got to. We're in Vine days. 6-second video. It's got to be, you know, we got to take that into account. Where the average asshole has a video camera on him, it's not out of the realm. So these movies make sense now. The GoPro or you know to capture this shit makes sense. You know, I wish I had fucking $1 billion. I would just make horror movies. I'd make really fucking great horror movies. I believe I have it in me.
Yeah.
None of you guys? Okay.
Well, no, I think you do too.
Nobody believes me. What's up, buddy?
I was going to say, like, you just need like $5 million. If you can make five, like, most horror movies that are made now that are really successful are made for like less than $10 million. Mm-hmm.
What were you going to say,
Maddie?
I was
going to say that a serial killer making vines. Of his actual killings.
We've been talking about this. Why hasn't anybody done this if the world's such an evil place?
Well, you just put it out there for somebody
so
to do.
So this is when, like, this, you know, he keeps changing the account so he doesn't get caught. But right. You know this guy's going to post a Vine of someone actually dying. Like every other week or whatever.
Killer. I feel like 12-year-olds of this generation could just watch that and like not
they
even
care.
Flinch. They'd be like, pfft.
They'd be a fan of his and stuff.
Yeah.
Isn't that sick?
Let's follow him on Twitter.
Kind of cool.
He's kind of hot.
How about at the end, he blows his victims?
Brings us back.
Two sucking dicks. All right, man, let's wrap this sucker up. I got to get you guys back up to a fucking way the fuck up there.
Yeah.
Pajeepsie.
And I got to go see my kid. I saw my kid for 4 minutes today.
No.
He was sleeping. I couldn't even pick him up.
And he woke up like 10 minutes after he left.
I honestly got, I get teary when I think about it.
Because
it's like, I know he's up right now. I know he's waiting. Ugh. It's fucking crazy.
You
didn't cry today when
blow
I
jobs?
Held him last time.
What's that?
Blowjobs? Does it split now?
No. That doesn't
work. Not when there's we talk no about here. The little boy.
I get it, though. I'm a little baby crazy. I'm on estrogen, so I'm a little baby crazy.
You want a baby?
Yeah.
Really?
When I'm done with this malarkey. Yeah.
I fucking love you so much.
I really do. Word.
You are fucking just fucking brilliant. God damn it, Bailey.
She's the bee's knees.
I really want to promote this too. And one reason why I want you on the show is because you're doing our YKWD podcast.
Yeah.
Live show. So if you guys want to come down and see Bailey and myself, Kelly, Scopa, and Dan Soda, and with a special guest that we can't announce yet.
And Lewis.
And Lewis is going to be there. Please come down. Get your tickets now. Go to ComedyCellar.com or the New York Comedy Festival to get your tickets. We're going to be at the Village Underground on November 6th. That's a Wednesday night. We're kicking off the festival, the New York Comedy Festival, with a live YKWD with Bailey J and the rest of the crew right at the Village Underground. And right after that is the Riotcast Live Comedy Show, which is, Jim Florentine, Rich Voss,
Colin
Quinn, Mandy Statmiller, and Bonnie McFarlane, and Dan Natterman, and we're going to have the worst comic in the world, Davey Mack, do a special fucking guest spot. So we got a lot of shit going on. Those two shows, same night, one back-to-back, starting at 7 o'clock. It's the Riotcast YKWD night at the Village Underground for the New York Comedy Festival, and I'm excited, Bailey, that you're coming down.
Yeah. I'm petrified, but I'm going to go.
No. It's going to be a beautiful... Let me tell you something.
I feel better about it now, but at first I was like, why did I agree to this? I was like so scared.
You're going to have so much fun.
Do a shot.
Yeah.
Everybody loves you.
You're going to bang Kelly at the end of it.
That's true. In front of everybody. Just go back and forth from your butt to your vagina.
I'm going to actually fucking get a wig, Kelly wig, and slip in. Me and her have the same ass.
Why do you sound like Boston, Kelly?
We have the same tits and ass. I'm sorry, Kelly. I'm sorry. I don't like that Kelly got offended by that. It's like, what the fuck is that? So,
I have to put on a bit of a light.
All right, Jesus. All right, so... I'm going to go this way. Ken, what do you got, brother? What do you want to plug?
I got a couple things. Diabolique Magazine, @DiaboliqueMag on Twitter. My personal Twitter is @MovieGuy, I guess. Also Fangoria. I should promote them since I still write for them as well. And also at the end of the month, October 24th, at the Alamo Drafthouse in Yonkers, I will be hosting a screening of The Wicker Man, The Final Cut. They found lost footage of the original Wicker Man movie. They restored it for its
40th Nicolas
anniversary.
Cage?
Not the bees.
No, not that one. No, Jesus. No, that was a remake of one from the 70s with Christopher Lee, and it's like, it's been called the Citizen Kane of horror movies.
Really?
Yeah, it's really great. Really great
That's
movie.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah, but I'm going to be hosting that, and I just want to say special shout out to Ven Scott of Dead Earth Politics and IFC Films.
Awesome. And give us three movies right now we should see, horror movies.
Right now?
Right now.
That you can see right now?
Give us two right now and the ones coming out.
All right. Well, Your Next was probably the best horror film I've seen all year. It was the most entertaining. Okay. I definitely recommend that. If you're a fan of like slower kind of movies, I'd say Stoker and We Are What We Are.
Okay.
And if you're a fan of just sort of like more in-your-face kind of horror movies, I would definitely say if you haven't seen The Conjuring yet, see that.
Okay.
And I'm trying to think if there's anything else that came out. VHS 2 was really good. I would recommend that too.
Okay, great. And Bailey, what do you got, babe?
I mean, same basic stuff. Bailey J. Show on the Riotcast Network.
Yeah.
My porn,
which is fucking awesome.
Yeah, you like it?
I love you guys, man. I love
you like our hipster comedy.
Here's the thing: is you can sit. You really are fucking just two fucking Brooklyn assholes up in the middle of nowhere.
That's where they move.
Yeah,
when
in
they
the
get
house.
Old.
No, I do. I really. I just enjoy it because it's there's a pace to it that is very. It's not slow. It's you have your own pace to the show. You guys go at your own speed, and it's this fucking, I can listen to it, walk through the airport, get in the car, and there's points where I can, you know, I'll go off somewhere, and then you'll say, you know, you'll bring something up, and you guys go somewhere, and you'll say, I hate doing this, and it's just, it's in the callers, it's just, it's...
The callers I like. I used to, obviously, I hated the callers, but now I'm starting to like it.
You guys are very intelligent people,
well, thank you. You're
also fucking two nerds.
Yeah.
And you're not afraid to dumb it down. And you're hilarious because you're just a fucking racist.
I am not racist.
Beautifully,
she's
beautifully
Mexican.
Honest person.
I am the whitest Spanish person ever, and I've blown like every color penis. So.
That's my theory. You can't be racist if you'd like fuck it.
Well, that's yeah. I mean, I dated a Jesus. Black guy
what
for like
fuck?
Ever.
What did you do to Kelly?
I make other people get racist because they call me racist. I'm like, I dated a black guy, and they're like, ugh. And I'm like, what? Like, you were just calling me racist.
So what else you got? When are you doing your...
October 11th, obviously, is the Kickstarter kickoff thing. You basically right. go to bardavon.org or Ticketmaster, whatever, get your $10 ticket to come see a screening of Plan 9 from Outer Space. Come at 7:30 to see me and look at my boobs, and I'll sign stuff for you. And... that's it. It's a good cause. Ed Wood statue.
Absolutely.
Right in his hometown.
Love it. And what do you got there, Terhian?
Nothing.
Love you, buddy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just a fucking
just dad. Riding my fucking coat.
Bailey J.
That
show.
Shit
that's
going
it.
On right now.
Do the Bailey J. Show. Go there. Listen to it.
buy Bailey J. stuff. I can't even look at your porn anymore.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I get that a lot, actually.
Did you say the porn site?
Yeah, it's yes-baileyj.com if you're 18 years
yeah,
or older.
Yeah, go there, too.
8 years old. Yeah, I can't look at it anymore.
Yeah, it's too weird.
No, your cock is like, it's like, it's depressing.
It's pretty great, though.
It's a great cock. It's like, oh, fuck. I like to compare my cock to my friend's cock.
Yeah, but the only reason my dick even looks big is because I'm like girl size. Yeah. So like, it's like, oh my God, look at that dick. But like, it's nothing. I'm just like really, I'm compact. So it like looks.
I got to lose weight. I'm gonna get back to Shredded Bob. I'm going to take my dick out right next to yours and go, what's what? I'm going to see what's what.
After we house Popeyes today, Bob gets in the car and goes, dude, we can't do that again. We just can't do that again.
Say it again, you what?
We ate Popeyes.
Guys, Jesus. Yeah,
it was fucking good, though. Cool.
I'm good. Listen, man, here's the deal. I'm on the verge of giving it all up. I'm just done. Food is just killing me, dude. And it's not killing me physically. It's just I'm done. I'm fucking done. I'm done being heavy. You know, today on the plane, I had to sit when it was one of those, you know, one seat, two seat planes, you know, and they were built in, you know, 1940 mm-hmm. when men were smaller. and I'm fucking, I don't want to, I'm not asking for the extension. I will fucking unhinge my shoulder like fucking
Mel Gibson.
Like Mel Gibson and Lethal Weapon before I fucking, let me tell you, I got that sucker on. She came up, is your seatbelt on? I had to like show her because it was just gone. So I'm out. I'm done. I'm losing weight. My son's going to have a fucking badass dad with a large t-shirt. And my wife's going to fuck a... I'm going to fuck the shit out of her. My dick comes back. I'm going to fuck you, Matt. I'm going to fucking suck your wife off. Right when
you
I fuck
you. You can do that now. You don't have to lose weight to do that.
No, I do. For myself. The last thing in that world, I want Matt to go, ugh. Can I get on top? Kelly, what do you got?
Just follow me on Twitter, KellyFastuca. My website, KellyFastuca.com. I'll update a whole bunch of stuff. And please buy tickets in advance to the New York Comedy Festival YKWD show. I know you just said it, but buy tickets in advance. So we just buy
tickets
now.
Are selling,
they're
man.
They're going to sell out.
Listen, here it is. It's 200 seats. That's it for each show. That's 400 seats. They're already selling. An email went out for 100,000 people. Okay, so get your shit together. If you're going to come, don't fucking wait. Get your tickets for both shows, whatever. Get them now.
And I want to say thank you to Derek from Tampa. I just love this kid. He's the guy that sends us all those pictures all the time with Lewis. Yeah. I fucking love him.
Okay.
I just want to say hello.
Yeah, he's great. Love him. Love him. Thanks for giving a shout out, Kelly. What else you got?
Sorry.
What do you got?
Just follow me on Twitter.
Come on in here.
I can't.
Oh, look how beautiful he is.
You can follow me on Twitter.
Look in the camera, you fucking mooch. It's right there.
At Chris Scopo on Twitter.
Yeah?
And that's really about it.
Can you show Bailey your fat midget ass? Stand up.
Yeah, hold on.
Stand
get
up.
Ready for this, Bailey.
I actually
get
have a
ready.
Huge thing for midgets. This is hilarious.
Dude, wait till you see this bloody...
Everybody, look at this fucking midget ass.
Hind.
Pull your pants down.
I need a butt. That, I can already tell.
Pull. Turn around.
That's hilarious.
I can't
look,
see.
Turn. Look.
It's a midget's ass.
Go over there.
That's my favorite part of the midget.
Turn. Look at that fat ass. I was outside at a rest stop with him today. This old black dude was there. He runs to the car and it goes side to side. I go, look at that fat ass. He goes, that is a big ass. That is a big fucking ass. All right, man. This went stupid tonight. I apologize. We're going to have to figure something out. Now the fucking bandwidth is amazing because everybody's off the internet. Maybe we have to do these things at fucking midnight.
Chris showed his ass and everyone left. Like, where's Bailey J's tits? I'm out!
All right, back to Bailey J's tits.
Yeah.
Show Bailey J's tits one more time.
Smoke coming out looking.
Yeah, everybody there. Jesus Christ.
Lift up your shirt.
Do you have no bra on?
I don't wear a bra.
No way.
Would
really?
You?
No, I wouldn't. All right, everybody.
I don't think I'm allowed to show them.
Yeah, you can show them.
I can show them.
Maya, go ahead.
Oh, no. Oh, Jesus.
It's exciting in this
hey,
environment.
Hey, Ken, did you look or did you panic?
Panic.
Look, panic. Go, look. Don't worry. Look. Ken panicked. I panicked too. Me and Ken both I was looking at the monitor.
I knew. I was like, I'm not looking at the monitor on this one. I'm looking at the get in real life.
Wait for the restreaming.
You fucking pussies. I looked too.
Kelly, because you're a fucking dude dyke. Something happened to you on this show.
It's Bailey. She turns everybody crazy.
It's true. You're no matter what gender, you're gay now.
You guys are awesome. Thank you so much for listening to the YKW. Dude, I'm all fucked up now. I'm just thinking of cock and tits. Guys, thank you for coming in, Ken. Bailey, I love you. Thanks for stopping
thank
by.
You.
Coming down from up in the woods. Matt, thanks for bringing it down.
You're welcome.
You guys are the best. Kelly and Scopa, you guys are awesome for helping the show happen.
Well, thank you, Bobby.
And the fans, you guys are the shit, too. I hope you enjoy this episode, a Thursday special episode. It's a long one, so go fuck yourselves. Don't tell me I never do nothing for you. And make sure you buy the tickets for the live show coming up on November 6th. Starting at 7 o'clock. Dude.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What Dude podcast on Riotcast.com.